manage your account online. Some restrictions apply. Stop in and find out more at any of Regional Missouri Bank's convenient locations in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keytesville, Glasgow, or Paris. Regional Missouri Bank, your local community bank, member FDIC.
Don's Family Style Buffet in Huntsville is the place to find fried chicken, golden brown, juicy, and delicious. Now add mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, green beans. Is your mouth watering yet? Stop in Tuesday through Saturday for lunch or dinner, and don't forget Sunday after church. Make that short drive to Huntsville and enjoy great food at a great price. Don's Family Style Buffet on Route JJ in Huntsville. Home-style food and a friendly, small-town atmosphere.
Welcome back to Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. We're getting ready for Week 1 Lewis and Clark action between the West Strand Hornets and the Salisbury Panthers. And Panthers head coach Mitchell Green, kind enough to join us pregame here. Coach, Week 1, how excited are you?
I'm really excited. Been a long wait since last season. That things didn't go our way last season, and we put a lot of work and effort in and to try to make sure we're better and getting things done the right way. And I think the kids bought in, and I think we're ready to go.
I know it was a tough year last year, and you were talking to Eric on our kickoff show last night that you're not going to mention about 2017. So what makes 2018 an improvement for Salisbury?
Well, we got a good group of kids in here. We're doing the right things. We got kids putting in effort and putting in the weight room time and coming and doing all the off-season stuff we have them doing. And I think that, like I said, I think they bought into what we want to do and the culture we're trying to create. And I think they're going to do good things.
What did you take away out of your jamboree this past week?
Well, I'll start off with Milan is going to be a really good football team this year, and they made everybody look bad, in my opinion. But we've seen some good things, we've seen some bad things. Like I told you, we got to clean up a lot of stuff that we've seen, and hopefully that happens. So we've seen us move the ball a little bit. We stopped the ball. We had a couple turnovers. So it wasn't the worst jamboree I've been part of, and it wasn't the best, but we've seen some good things and some bad things.
Well, that's definitely an encouraging sign. And also an encouraging sign, Mitchell Green, is you have your quarterback back, and that is Caleb Strutman. He tore his ACL 1 year ago against these very Hornets. How's his confidence been coming into Week 1, and what's he going to bring for you guys?
He's been really confident. Like I said, he got to play it in the basketball season last year, and he got to do all basketball all summer. So that if you're moving on it, playing basketball, I think you got some confidence back. His arm's looking good. He's doing the right things. He carries out good fakes when we fake things, and he puts the ball kind of where it needs to be when we throw it. So I'm sure he's excited to come back. Hopefully he's not too nervous, but maybe come out and do some great things for us and help us get a win.
A new guy added to the Salisbury lineup this year, Mitchell Green, is Jackson King. He is a sophomore. You've been really high on him ever since he decided to join the program. Why so?
He's just one of the best athletes in the school, and when somebody like that's on your football team, it kind of brings everybody else up around him. So if he's pushing everybody else, practices are better, and games should be better because somebody's got to pay attention to him. You can't just leave him out there because he'll make a play. So we got to make sure we can get him the ball, and hopefully he can do something with it.
And one of the interesting dynamics this season for this Salisbury Panthers team is you've got a couple of freshman starters. For example, you got Preston Stewart and Grant Beer going to be getting a lot of time this year. How's that dynamic of having some freshmen in that starting varsity lineup and that camaraderie with the experienced junior and seniors kind of been gelling here over the first few weeks?
Well, the juniors and seniors know they're good athletes, and they know that they're going to come up and do their job. So I haven't had any issues with juniors and seniors saying anything to a freshman because these guys all get along. They're good teammates. They're good friends, and that's something you don't always get. But I said some of the juniors last year are kind of were expecting some of them to play, and when they came up and actually proved that they can, I think they were pretty excited about that.
Mitchell Green, Salisbury Panthers coach, joining us here on CrestCentralMoInfo.com, taking on a Lewis and Clark quarterfinalist in the West Strand Hornets. They lost their receiver, Chris Evans, but Alex Young, a Crest All-Star, obviously tough to contain, but how do you manage his run?
Like I said, we got to try to keep him inside the numbers. If we can keep him inside where he can't hit the edge and kind of contain him, that's the key. I know he's shifty and he can make people miss because I've seen it last year, but I think if he gets out to the edge where our defensive backs have to make a tackle, I think they're good enough to tackle him. If anything, we got to stretch it out and push it to the sidelines and hopefully get him contained that way too.
And I know it's been a while since the Panthers have collected a win. You have to go back to actually to 2016 since the last time that happened. But how did the Panthers get the W, Coach?
Oh, as long as we execute the way we're supposed to execute and the kids trust us and do what we have asked them to do, I think we're more than capable of winning this football game. And I just hope they realize that we got trust in them and they come out and play as hard as they're supposed to.
Mitchell Green, Salisbury Panthers coach, joining us here on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. Coach Green, thank you very much for your time. Good luck tonight. We'll talk postgame.
All right, thank you, guys.
Coming up next, we will catch up with first-year West Rand football coach Aaron O'Loughlin. You're listening to High School Football on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Fuel your inner adventure in a John Deere Gator from Seidenstricker at 835M will let you go anywhere and do anything in its factory-installed cab with standard heat and AC. And with 3 wide seating, you can bring a buddy or two. Get $400 off and 0.9% APR for 60 months during the Gear Up for Fall sales event. Visit one of our Missouri locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 10/26/18, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
If you're like most people around here, breakfast is not just served in the morning. At Bradshaw's Bistro, they serve breakfast all day. Now is the time to visit their unique small-town business with a friendly atmosphere. Check out their homemade desserts and relax for a little while. You might call and make a reservation for the second and fourth Friday night special, Prime Rib. Join them on Facebook at Bradshaw's Bistro. 315 South Broadway in Salisbury is a great place to start your day or evening. See you soon.
We're back here on Superstation Crest, CentralMoInfo.com. West Rand Hornets, quarterfinalists from 1 year ago in class number one, are taking on the Salisbury Panthers, and they have a new head coach. He's no stranger to the West Rand Hornets, however. Aaron O'Loughlin is kind enough to join us. He is the first-year football coach for the Hornets. So, Coach, how excited are you for week number one?
Oh, we're definitely all excited, ready to play someone else. Kind of got a glimpse of that at the Jamboree, and we're excited to get this season underway.
It's going to be a fun season for the Hornets indeed. A little bit of change on the offensive side, but there is one constant, and that is the Crest All-Star quarterback in Alex Young. We know how good of an athlete he is, Coach O'Loughlin, so I'm going to throw you something here. What are some of the discussions you had with Alex to kind of raise his game to that next level?
Oh, he realizes that we did graduate some key offensive guys. We returned 4 offensive starters, but at the same time, he's got a lot of seniors that stepped in around him on the offensive side and you know, guys that he's grown up playing with. So really, it's a pretty smooth transition. Coach Tanner's going to continue to call the offense, so I think having that consistency will really help him feel comfortable. And that senior group, we've got a group of 10, and their leadership is going to be key to how successful we are this season. And I think they realize that, and they're excited for the opportunity.
And very fitting, you talk a little bit about transition as well, as you were the defensive coordinator under head coach Lance Massey for the past couple of years, with now Massey the middle school principal. You're still assuming the defensive coordinator duties on top of the head coaching. How's kind of the overall transition been for you personally from defensive coordinator to head coach?
It's been pretty smooth, really. Defensively, we won't change a whole lot either, so a lot of the same consistency. There's a few people in new spots, but other than that, it'll be a lot of the same things we've done over the past couple of years, and I think that's good for both the players and the staff to have that smooth transition, and that just makes it, you know, easier on myself that everything's pretty well the same, minus a little role change.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let's go back and shift our focuses to the offense once again, Aaron O'Loughlin. You're really high on a sophomore running back. Can you tell us a little bit about him?
old Cobedale, he's got some good attributes that you look for in a running back, and it'll be exciting to see him develop this year. He's got good speed and good vision. His older brother played a few years ago, and I think they have similar running styles, and he had a successful career. So we're excited to see Coverdale, and he'll also be the first one to tell you that it all starts up front. And it'll be definitely a type of thing where it'll take all 11 to get the job done.
And then taking a look at the defensive side with head coach Aaron O'Loughlin in the Western Hornets, you're going to have a lot of mainstays, 8 of your 11 returning starters. I know there are a couple injuries with Casey Binder and Corbin Brockelman. How's the defense been kind of developing here over the past couple weeks and having some continuity in that area?
I feel like for the most part we're pretty well on the same page and sliding some new guys in new spots. When all of them are together from the last year's team, it really looks like an older last year's team. But even with some young guys that mix in, it's like I said, it's the same defenses we've been running, and they've been repping it even on scout team and through JV season over the past couple of years. So we're confident in being able to stick in a few guys there to assume positions and maybe even battle out for starting spots down the road.
Now, your opponent tonight, the Salisbury Panthers, I know it was a tough year for them last year with the injuries and then also going winless. So what are some of the dangers they pose for you week one?
Well, the first thing is it's week one, and it's against Salisbury, kind of a rival here for Westrand. That's something you always got to keep in mind. And just watching them in the Jamboree, we felt as a staff that this is one of their best defensive units we've seen over the past few years, so it's something we're going to have to really be dialed in offensively. And on the defensive side of the ball, they have some guys with some speed and a couple of quarterbacks who have some good arms, so we're really going to have to be dialed in for four whole quarters.
And one final question for Aaron O'Loughlin. You were talking about some of those keys. So aside from being competitive for four complete quarters, what are the Hornets going to need to do to collect win number one of the year?
Well, definitely the focus, even in the penalty game, keeping it clean and showing some discipline will be important. And being able to outwork our opponent for four quarters will be a big part in how successful we could be tonight.
Aaron O'Loughlin, Western Hornets coach, joining us here at CrestCentralMoInfo.com. Coach O'Loughlin, really appreciate the time. We'll catch up postgame.
I appreciate it. We'll talk to you then.
All right. It has been a long 9 months, but high school football is just around the corner. Kickoff, Lewis and Clark action, Salisbury, Western. It's next on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
R&J Custom Fabrication in Salisbury has a full line of big tech trailers for your every hauling need. Single axle, tandem axle, and auto and motorcycle dump, light and heavy equipment, gooseneck livestock, and cargo trails to fit your every need. R&J Custom Fabrication in big tech offers unsurpassed quality and durability for even the toughest conditions in Missouri. R&J Custom Fabrication. Call 388-6915 to set up an appointment or online at rnjcustomfabrication.com. R&J Custom Fabrication and Big Techs, a great combination.
Teaching your children or grandchildren to save is one of the keys to financial security in life today. Just a small commitment each week will make a big difference over time. At Merchants and Farmers Bank of Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia, and Hardin, savings and checking accounts for juniors have no monthly service charge, and the savings account has no minimum balance. Now is the time to start an account for that special someone you treasure. Merchants and Farmers Bank, people you know, experience you trust. Merchants and Farmers Bank, member FDIC.
The Westrand Athletic Boosters are very proud of the Westrand Hornets and Lady Hornets, who work hard and make sacrifices to represent their school, both in the classroom and in each game. Parents and fans of the Westrand Hornets, be sure and pick up shirts or sweatshirts at the home games and show off your Hornet pride. You can also sign up to be a Booster member for the new school year. Visiting teams are invited to come out early for the game and enjoy a freshly grilled hamburger or hot dog, along with a variety of other concession foods provided by the Westrand Athletic Boosters.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the Business Loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this Lewis and Clark battle between the Salisbury Panthers and West Rand Hornets possible. Bradshaw's Bistro and Coffee, R&J Custom Fabrication, Massey Appliance and Mattress, Indigo Inc., Salisbury Meat Market and Processing, all of Salisbury, West Rand Athletic Boosters, West Rand R1 School District, Don's Family Style Buffet, all of Huntsville, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance Agency, Brian Skaggs, your local shelter insurance agent, Fimler Tax and Accounting, KB Tire and Auto, all of Moberly, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Merchants and Farmers Bank of Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia, and Hardin, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College of Moberly, in Moberly, making Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Paris. Science Trickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Howard Electric, serving Howard County and portions of northern Boone County, southern Randolph County, and southeastern Sheraton County. And don't forget to stay tuned to the Moberly Motors Halftime Report with J.B. Connolly after our 24 minutes of play. And our good friends from Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, Jeff Freeman Agency, is back for the 2018-19 high school academic year to nominate our outstanding player of the game. Our referee tonight is the one and only Paul Corpany. He has delivered the toss, and the Salisbury Panthers have won it, and they have elected to receive for the first half. They are in their away white uniforms, gold helmets with the Panther logo on those helmets, purple trimming, gold or purple numbering and on the crest and the back of their jerseys, gold numbering on the rears, or gold trimming on the rears, and the purple and gold pants. Meanwhile, the West Rand Hornets, they're in their home green uniforms with the white numbering, white helmets with the West Rand logo on the side of the helmet and black trimming around those numbers with green pants and a variety of white, black, and green cleats. West Rand going to kick things off. It is Kobe Kuntz who tees it up at the 40-yard line. West Rand is going left to right on the radio dial for the start of this first quarter. Deep for the Salisbury Panthers, it is going to be Jackson King. It's been a long 9 months of high school football in waiting for high school football in mid-Missouri. We're ready to go. And Kobe Kuntz gets the 2018 season underway with a squibber. It's going to bounce to the far 20, looking to pick it up for the Panthers and coming all the way across. And that's going to be Kaylor Haynes, the junior, who is going to grab it. And he is going to be tackled at about the Salisbury 19. So, Caleb Strautman comes into the lineup for the Salisbury Panthers. 1 year ago to this very game, he tore his ACL in the third quarter, missed the rest of the season. He's back under center, and the Panthers are going to start in the I formation. One left, one right, and three in the backfield. And then the gun, Strutman goes with a draw up the middle. This is Arian Williams. He is tackled by a Hound of Hornets for a gain of about three on the play. And that tackle is going to be Carter Petrori, the sophomore for the Hornets. Also getting in was Alec Botkins and the second team All-LNC defensive tackle, Ben Miller. Already a quick exchange here, and we'll go through the Salisbury offense in just a moment. Second and seven on the 23. Indigon once again, and we get a whistle, and we're going to get a timeout. It is going to be a timeout by West Rand. Aaron O'Loughlin, the first-year head coach, not enjoying what he's seen there formation-wise, and a quick earlier timeout, only a total of 44 seconds into the first quarter. So we'll take a look at the starting offense for the Salisbury Panthers. Caleb Stroatman, the quarterback. The line is Clay Ratliff, Kyle Lineman, Garrett Green, Andrew Furlong moving from fullback to the line this year, and Jordan Lewis is the right tackle. Skill players, three receivers. Freshman Grant Beer gets the nod, as well as Kaylor Haynes and Jackson King. And in the backfield is Levi Borden and Arian Williams. One of the intriguing matchups we're going to be keeping an eye on in this game tonight is going to be the Salisbury offensive line versus the Westrand defensive line. Westrand missing two key components on that defensive line tonight, and Corbin Brockelman and also Casey Bender. We'll talk about their injuries in a couple of minutes. And the Salisbury offensive line, although relatively experienced, they are still trying to find their feet a little bit. This game could very well come down to the trenches in those two. Salisbury can move the ball, but one of the problems they had was red zone efficiency last year. In the gun, Strutman goes up to Williams. He goes right up the gut through the middle and getting the tackle.
Arian Williams.
Charging in was Mason Untie. 81 tackles last year for 5'7 senior. It's gained 2 yards. And we got a 3rd and 6 coming up. Botkins as well getting in for the Westrand Hornets. So we get a 3rd and 6 coming up here. Ball on the 20-yard line of Salisbury. Strutman once again in the gun. 2 left, 1 right. Single backfield just to the right. Strutman is Arian Williams. Here's the snap from Strutman. Now man in motion coming across to Jackson King. Makes a drop, ball on the ground. Westrand gets on it, a mishap between Jackson King and Caleb Strutman.
Ball was fumbled
on the exchange,
by the Hornets.
And the Hornets come up with the loose change, as that is Caden Massey that gets it. Westrand gets the ball on offense. 10:36 to go in the first
quarter. Aiden Krogan on the play.
Aiden Krogan on the play for the Hornets as well. So Alex Young, Crest All-Star quarterback, now gets his first crack at the offense in 2018. And the ball is placed on the Salisbury 17. 3 to the right, Young in the gun. Make that 4, as a matter of fact, as the running back, Colby Dale, now motions to the inside. Takes a draw, Young up the middle. Cuts to the right side, trying to escape one. He does, off the legs of Borden, and he will muscle his way for a total of 9, and finally going to be brought down
on the tackle, Jackson King.
By Jackson King, the strong safety tonight for the Hornets. It's a gain of 9.
Preston Stewart.
Or make that 10 for the second-year quarterback of the Hornets. First and goal coming up here for Westrand on the 6. Line up on the right hash mark. And the starting lineup for the Hornets. Young at quarterback. Tight end, Caden Massey, Seth Berry, Gage Bielmer, or Belmer, and Cody Kuntz are the receivers. Kobe Dale is in the backfield. 2 right, 1 left. Single man, they'll hand it to Dale. He draws the left, trying to shake the raid. 1, trying to drive it to the end zone. He's in for a Westrand touchdown. A total of 7 yards, and Coley Dale gets the first points of the Hornets for the 2018 season. Just a little draw play on the right side for Dale. Young with the snap. Dale in motion. Good blocking there on the offensive line by Ben Miller, Aiden Krogh, Alec Botkins, Carter Petrori, Mason Untie to the right side, and Ozizi walking for the sophomore, getting the start at running back on the left side. In for the extra point, Kobe Kuntz, and he drills it to the right. 6-0 lead for the Westrand Hornets. 9:41 to go in quarter number 1 on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
We have a new physician at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Please welcome Dr. Tom Alito to our team. Dr. Alito is well known in mid-Missouri and specializes in joint replacement of the hip and knee. For an appointment with Dr. Alito or any one of our physicians, call us at 573-443-2402. You can also make an appointment online at our website, ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. We are the difference.
Coming up on Co-op Powerhouse.
Now check out these caulked windows and air ducts in the basement.
Seal.
Tight.
Yeah. Finally, the hallway. This is where the magic happens. Programmable thermostat knows when to raise the temp.
Or when to drop it.
That's how our electric co-op helped turn our home
into a powerhouse.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Howard Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
I'm looking for a new shell.
A shell? We've got insurance, but no shells. Who is this?
Your friendly neighborhood turtle. Don't you have something for everyone?
Well, we mean we have insurance for everyone. Well, why do you need a shell?
Well, I've been trying to impress some new lady turtles.
Well, if you're a talking turtle, I think you've got a leg up on all the other guys. I mean, turtles.
We don't like it when you make fun of our short legs.
Impressing turtles all over town since 1964. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
Kickoff for the Salisbury Panthers. It was Jackson King with an athletic return, and he's got some pretty decent field position for the Panthers on their second drive. They're going to start at their own 36. In the gun, Strutman. They're going to go five wide. Here's the snap. Strutman looks to the left. Feeling some pressure from Miller. It's caught by King. One arm grab by King on the left side of the field. Runs out of bounds. Gains about four on the play. No one
on the coverage.
Touching him. Noah Gregson also. Mason Unti in on the coverage. Gain of five. First completion for Strutman. It's gain of five. So now second and four coming up here. For the Salisbury Panthers, they're going to go in that wing T. One left, one right. Two in the backfield. And to go once again, Strutman. Looks, gets the snap. Hands it off to the senior, Arion Williams. He tries to go his way around the right side of the sophomore, Arion Krogan. He's having none of it. That's going to be a loss of two on the play. Good penetration there by the sophomore who's getting an opportunity to start tonight because the first-team defensive end...
Cardiac rehabilitation at the Wellness Center at Samaritan Hospital is the solution for your heart. The Wellness Center is designed to optimize a cardiac patient's physical and social functioning. Patients at the Wellness Center are helped to safely reach and maintain their optimal level of activity. A doctor's referral is necessary for admission to the Wellness Center. Visit them online at smhmo.org.
It happens.
You're driving down the road, and up ahead, there's a big truck. No big deal, everything's fine. And then, that big truck kicks up a piece of debris that lands right on your windshield.
What do you do?
Call KB Tire and Auto at 263-7500. That's 263-7500. KB Tire and Auto will repair or replace your windshield fast and even take care of the insurance paperwork. KB Tire and Auto, for glass, 263-7500.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
Ask Brian Skaggs about shelters roadside assistance.
Pa apologize for the technical difficulties as we're having a couple of quick fun goals here on the Superstation. Hopefully we're getting that all worked out. I know Jimmy Connolly, Stephen Holstein, and also Matt Zock all working really hard to keep us on air. Hopefully that is the case. It is Alex Young at quarterback. We'll tell you how the Hornets got the ball in just a moment. Here is Colby Deal. He draws to the right side.
Colby Deal.
Six on the play. And leading the first down for the Hornets as Jose Perales, the senior, makes a tackle. Ball is going to be at the 35. It was a deep bomb by Caleb Strautman trying to go to the left side and find Kaylor Haynes. Overthrew it just a hair, and Kobe Koontz gets his first interception of the season for the West Strand Hornets and returned it about 6 yards before being brought down. That's how the Hornets got the ball back. So Strutman already with a pick in this contest. Now back to the action. Three to the right. Young takes a snap. Taking the chance. He one-on-one has Koontz, and it is skipped.
And
it is Kaylor Haynes on the coverage. A little underthrown there as Kobe Koontz was one-on-one. Good idea there by Young on the right side. It's going to be an incomplete pass, and we're going to get second and 10 coming up. So Young is now 0 for 2 on his passes. Strutman is now 1 of 2. Got second and 10 now coming up. 6:02 to go here in the first quarter. 6-0 lead for the West Strand Hornets. And the gun. It's Young. He keeps it. Bounces off to the right side. Gains one. Trying to cut the corner. Now comes to the 40. 45. Flag comes flying in. Now to the 50. Now all the way to the 40. It's going to be a gain of 25 on the play. But let's see what the flag is going to be on. As making a tackle was Kyle Linneman, the sophomore defensive tackle. Good hustle there by the sophomore. We're going to check in with our referee, Paul Corpany, for the first time in this game, and it's going to be a block in the back on the West Strand Hornets. That is going to negate the run on the play. The announcer called holding on the play. However, referee's hand was pushing forward, so that indicates a block in the back. So it's going to be a spot foul, and they're indicating where that is. So we'll wait and find out. So the rest of the starters for the West Strand Hornets. We told you about the skilled players on offense. On the line, it's Ben Miller. Aiden Crow gets the left guard. Alec Botkins, the center. Carter Petori is the right guard. And Mason Unti is the right tackle. So they've indicated the spot is going to be, or the foul was at the 50-yard line. So it turns out it's going to be about a 5-yard game for Alex Young instead of 25. And now we're ready for second and 5. We've got Noah Griggs, and now it looks like we're going to get an official timeout for water. So we'll take a break as well. 30 seconds. We'll be back for a second and 5 play from the 35 of West Strand on CrestCentralMoInfo.com.
Massey Appliance and Mattress is announcing their Price Match Guarantee. Massey Appliance and Mattress has great service, great products, and great prices. Now with a Price Match Guarantee, you can buy locally and be assured the best price for the highest quality products like Beautyrest, Simmons, Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and more without going to the city or big box stores. Massey Appliance and Mattress, 316 South Broadway in Salisbury, or call 660-388-6614.
Timeout for water here at West Strand High School. Season opener for the Hornets and also the Salisbury Panthers. 1 year ago, the West Strand Hornets made it all the way to the quarterfinals. They went 6-2 in the Lewis and Clark Conference 1 year ago, which was good enough for third place behind Marceline and Fayette. However, West Strand got the last lap between Marceline and Fayette during their playoff run, knocked them out in the district semifinal and final, respectively. And then they took on the Class 1 champions, the Monroe City Panthers, in the quarterfinal for bowing out to the state champions. And a little bit of turnover. They don't have their top two receivers in Chris Evans and Avery Hammond. Both of them had near 1,000-yard receiving
last year under the quarterback Alex Young, who is in the gun here on 2nd and 5. Takes a snap, eyes to sophomore Kobe Dale, and now underthrows it, trying to get it to Caden Massey, the tight end on the left hash mark, and underthrows him at the first down marker, incomplete. 3rd and 5 coming up. Alex Young had a pretty decent amount of zip in his game coming into practice, and something he is really comfortable with is this offense. Again, Aaron O'Loughlin, now the head coach of the Hornets, with Lance Massey taking over the middle school principal duties for the West Strand School District, effectively resigned as the football coach to focus more on that. In the gun, Young throws it to the left side. Bubble screen. It is caught by Kobe Coons. He has room to run. To the 40. To the 35, 30. He's got room to potentially go all the way. And he does. Touchdown, West Strand. A 65-yard run by Kobe Coons. No flags on the play. 12-0 West Strand.
Catch and run by Kobe Coons.
That's going to go down for Alex Young. It's a 60-yard pass, and all he had to do was just dump it off to the receiver. Now, an extra point away, potentially, or will Western go for two and try to make this a 14-point game? The way they're lined up is they're going to go for the two. They got 19 seconds to decide on that on the play clock. 4:48 to go here in the first quarter. And it looks like they are going to go for the two. They're going to have to line up quickly. 9 seconds go on the play clock. They're going to go three wide, two left, one right. Single back. Dale gets the snap. Young's going to keep it, trying to go up the middle. And a nice stand by the Salisbury Panthers as Young comes 1 yard shy from converting the two-pointer. Critic Kyle Lindman with the defensive stop. But it's a 60-yard bubble screen touchdown play by Kobe Coons. He gives the Western Hornets a 12-0 lead on Crest.
Fuel your inner adventure in a John Deere Gator from Seidenstricker at 835M will let you go anywhere and do anything in its factory-installed cab with standard heat and AC. And with three wide seating, you can bring a buddy or two. Get $400 off and 0.9% APR for 60 months during the Gear Up for Fall sales event. Visit one of our Missouri locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 10/26/18, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
The Westrand R1 School District administration, faculty, and staff encourage Westrand Hornet fans to get out and support school activities. The students put in long hours of practice in order to represent the Hornets both in the classroom and on the field. Others are marching to a different beat by participating in the band, providing entertainment at halftime during games. Others are involved in organizations within the school. Show your pride and put on your green and white and attend Westrand school activities. Go Big Green!
Here on KRES Moberly and online at centralmoinfo.com. Glad you can be here with us at West Strand High School for week one of Missouri State High School football. The Hornets lead the Salisbury Panthers 12-0, and it's Kobe Coons who will kick it off to the sophomore Jackson King. Takes it to the 20 as he returns it from the 5, and a decent return by the sophomore as he's pushed out of bounds. And it looks like that is Aiden Krogh, with the push out, and it's going to be a 1st and 10 for the Salisbury Panthers, and they've already had 2 turnovers in this game. That's been their Achilles heel. They've been working on advancing the ball. Special teams has so far been pretty decent for the Panthers, but it was a tough year last year. They went 0-10 in their games, 0-8 in the LNC, as you can imagine. Tell you a little bit more about the Panthers throughout the night. Here's a 1st and 10. One left, one right. Two in the backfield. Strutman fakes the handoff and ball's on the ground. Williams, a little miscommunications from the Panthers again, and he pounces on it. Or a swarm of Hornets are about to get Salisbury to 3rd turnover. That's going to be a loss of 10 on the play. And Aiden Krogh making an impact in this game for the Hornets, both on special teams, a fumble recovery as well, and bringing some of the pressure. Cannot be a happy camper if you are Tony Wales, the offensive coordinator of the Salisbury Panthers, and Mitchell Green, if you're head coach. Four wide for the Panthers. Single back is Williams, and the gun is Strootman. Quick throw caught or thrown by Boren in and out of his hands. That's an incomplete pass. Second and 18. It's now going to turn into a third and 18, and it's going to be time you try and run it if you're Salisbury and take the medicine. You're hoping to see a little bit of improvement. One of the things Salisbury did really well last year was move the ball. But the problem was, as soon as they got to the 20, they could not cash in. And on fourth down, they continued to go for it and could not come up with any points. Here's the third and 18. Four wide. Once again, single backfield is Williams. He's just to the right of Strootman, who takes the snap. Three sets back. Flings one deep and into the hands of the West Strand Hornets is Noah Griggs. Second interception by Strootman. And he is going to be pushed out of bounds by Kaylor Haynes at the West Strand 42. So already two interceptions on the afternoon for Strootman, now turning into early evening, and now West Strand offense getting back to work. So we take a look at the Salisbury defense now as we got a moment. It's Garrett Green, Jordan Lewis, Kyle Lindman, and Clay Ratliff left to right on the line. Middle linebackers, Andrew Furlong, Levi Borden, Jose Perales are the two outside backers. Kaylor Haynes, Arian Williams, the corners. Preston Stewart, Jackson King, the two safeties. Colby Dale on first and 10. Takes a draw off the left hash marks and is swallowed down by Jordan Lewis, the senior, who had 32 tackles 1 year ago for the Panthers. And that is a gain of four for the sophomore Dale. Taking over the running back duties, Caden Massey was in that role 1 year ago. Now Massey more of a utility tight end. He'll also play a little bit of backfield this season, according to Coach Aaron O'Loughlin. But right now he is primarily been at receiver. He's in the middle slot on the right side right now with three on the right, one to the left. It's a keeper by Young, draws up the middle, now cuts to the left to the 30. Missed tackle once again by Williams, and he'll get a couple more yards, make that eight to be exact, after the initial contact from the 30-yard line. So it turns from a 12-yard gain to about a 22 or so-yard gain, and it's a first down for the West Strand Hornets. So Young unofficially 32 yards on the ground already. And we got first and 10 from the 20. Two to the right, two to the left. Single backfield is Colby Dale. Young in the gun once again. 9 seconds on the play clock, 2:28 to go here in the first. Draw to Dale. Up the right side, and it, hanging by a thread is Clay Ratliff, as Colby Dale, the sophomore, muscling his way for about a 5-yard gain.
Leading the tacklers, Jordan Lewis.
And that is going to be second and about five coming up. Dale, a sophomore. His brother Caleb was part of the 2010 West Strand runner-up team that went to the what's now Dome at America Center in St. Louis, previously known as the Edward Jones Dome. Horns lost to the Almighty Valley Catholic Warriors, who coincidentally are not finished runner-up in Class 1 this year. Here's Young in the gun. Goes back over to Colby Dale. Squirts his way around one Panther, but cannot negotiate through the other one on the left side. And he is pushed hard by Jordan Lewis. Lewis already being very active in this game as Dale gets two more. Already with five touches, 25 yards. Only had a total of four touches 1 year ago. Averaged about 13 and a half yards in those five touches was Dale, which is a team high in regards to yards per carry on whoever is remaining on the Hornets squad. 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Four wide once again for the Hornets with Dale just to the right of Young in the gun. It's an option. Dale gets it to the right side, to the 10, to the middle, and in for the West Strand touchdown. Three touchdowns for the Hornets. The second one for Colby Dale. 18-0. This game quickly getting out of hand for the Salisbury Panthers. So now West Strand going to just stay put with a PAT. Kobe Kuntz going to take it. Gage Bellmer, the holder. Here's the snap. Down on its way, and Bellmer pipes it right down the middle. 19-0, Westrand with the lead. 51 seconds remaining in quarter number one on Crest.
Does your tax preparer work for you, or do they call you repeatedly begging you to make an appointment? At Fimler Tax and Accounting, we are here for your convenience. Whenever you have your tax information ready, just call us to schedule your appointment. As a full-service accounting office, we don't close at April 15th. We're open year-round to serve your tax needs. If you're looking for a preparer who puts you first, call Fimler Tax and Accounting at 263-4346 or stop by our office at 210 North Alton, Moberly. At Fimler Tax and Accounting, we're open year-round to serve you.
Indigo Ink in Salisbury provides custom screen printing at a cost you can afford. From personalized gifts to team apparel, no order is too big or too small. Just bring in your design or logo or have them create one for you. You will be impressed with the quality of their work. Call or stop in today to shop their great selection or visit their page on Facebook. Indigo Ink in Salisbury, a proud supporter of the Salisbury Panthers.
Fifty-one seconds remaining in the first quarter of this Lewis and Clark opener between the Salisbury Panthers and the Westrand Hornets. Scott Lindsay here at Westrand High. Stephen Holstein, Matthew Zuck. Spinning the dials back in the Moberly Motorsports Desk. J.B. Connolly off the board also helping out throughout the duration of the evening. Kuntz boots one down the middle, looking for Arian Williams, who is the kick returner. That goes over his head and out of play. So things will get started for the Salisbury Panthers with 50 seconds to go in quarter number one at their own 20-yard line. And it's been a rough go for the Salisbury offense. Already three turnovers in this game. Pair of picks by the quarterback, Caleb Strutman, who, again, for those just joining us, missed most of last year. Torn ACL, returned right around the basketball season, a little bit after, got to test it a little bit with Kenny Wyatt's boys basketball team, and gave him a little bit more confidence. And now we're going to get a flag, and it is going to be a procedure violation on the Panthers. First one of what I'm sure is going to be a handful for not just Salisbury, but also Westrand for the 2018 season. So they're going to mark them back 5 yards. So now it's going to be first and 15 from the 15-yard line. And those are deteriorating penalties instead of, especially on first down with those mistakes, it changes the game calling and all that stuff. But Arian Williams could change that in a heartbeat. He gets a handoff and he gets a total of 21 on the play with a draw to the right side. Negotiates around the offensive line and he is tackled by Kaden Massey. Nice run, and Noah Griggs as well on the tackle. So a gain of 21 on the play. Williams being a bright spot for the Panthers. He now has a total of 32 yards. First and 10, 22 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Ball is on the Salisbury 39. 4-wide once again. Strutman in the gun with Williams just to his left. He'll take the handoff, run back draw on the right side. Keeps it inside the hash marks, lunges his way forward, gains about 3 on the play, and it'll be tackled by Ben Wheeler, Carter Pretori. And that's going to wrap it up for quarter number one. 19-0, Westrand Hornets looking to collect win number one on the season. They're doing pretty well so far, up by 3 scores on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
The hottest savings of the summer are at Sheraton Valley. Right now, get 4 lines with unlimited data for only $170 per month.
Oh, yeah.
4 lines, unlimited data, $170 a month. But that's not all. Get the hottest savings on the newest devices as low as $5 a month. All on our amazing nationwide 4G LTE network. You get 4 lines, unlimited data, hot devices with huge savings, all on the best network. Don't sweat it. Sheraton Valley is the coolest decision for the hottest savings of summer.
For choice beef or pork for upcoming barbecues or any occasion, stop by Salisbury Meat Market and Processing LLC, southeast of Salisbury on Highway PP. The Merrick and Fimler families take pride in providing the freshest ground chuck, steak, sausage, and bacon, or try Bill's famous smoked pork chops, ham, brats, or a delicious slab of rib. ribs. Just Heem and Eat 'em. Open weekdays till 5 and Saturdays till noon. Your friends at Salisbury Meat Market remind you, life is tough, but your meat shouldn't be.
Team switched sides to start the second quarter on CrestCentralMoinfo.com. Again, this is Lewis and Clark opener between the Salisbury Panthers and the West Rand Hornets as we're in Huntsville, Missouri tonight. Scott Lunte here. Matt Zonke, Stephen Holstein spinning the dials back at the Moberly Motors Sports Desk this evening. And Salisbury is going to start things out here with second and eight. Strutman in the gun for Y once again. Single backfield is Williams. Jackson King in motion. He's going to get the handoff. Cuts over to the 40 to the right side. He is fumbled out of bounds.
Jackson King.
And that is Gage Jackson Belmer coming in full head of steam. Loses the right shoulder sleeve. Pad exposed. And that is Caden Massey that's going to help him get that all tucked in. But a nice little tackle there by Caden Massey. Well done by King as well. Gaining a total of six on the play. Third and two coming up. King's first touch. And this is a big play here from a confidence standpoint from Salisbury. In the gun. Strutman, four wide again. Same formation. Williams just to his left. Strutman gets a snap. Eyes down the field. Feels some pressure. Tries to escape. And he's going to get brought down in the backfield. Aiden Krogh with the initial pressure on the blind side. Moving on up. And he met right into the hands of Alec Botkins. And he gets his first sack of the year. That's going to be a loss of three on the play. And Salisbury special teams coming on out. Now, Mitchell Green wasn't quite sure when we talked to him Wednesday during a conference call who was going to be the punter. It's going to be a battle between Garrett Green and Jackson King, and looks like he has gone with Jackson King. Let's see how he does. Gets the snap, boots it. Low stinger, well done there by the sophomore Jackson King, but it's going to roll all the way into the end zone. It'll be a touchback. Westrand going to have their longest field position to start out here. Aaron had to go 80 yards down to the south. They want to continue their scoring.
55 yards from the line of scrimmage.
55-yard punt for Jackson King. And Westrand offense has gone 3-for-3 with their possessions. However, they only have one PAT to show for. This Hornet offense averaged 25.84 points a game and is averaging about 189 yards on the ground, 128 passing for a total of about 318 yards last season. They appear well on their way to hit that mark here in game number one. Under center, it's Young. A little bootleg play action. Good crackback block there by Belmore to give Young some real estate. And all he can do is take it all the way to the far side for about one on the play. And Grant Beard, outside linebacker, one of the three freshmen on the one of the three underclassmen, I should say. Two freshmen who gets pushed out of bounds. It's going to be a gain of four on the play. For Young. Now here is a second and seven. Trips left for Westrand, one to the right. Single backfield once again. That's Colby Dale just to the right. Here's the snap. Read option once again. Dale gets the toss. Escapes one. And now three Panthers prowling in and leading the charge here with Jordan Lewis. And a nice little lick there by Garrett Green, the third-team All-NLC. And the younger brother to the head coach, Mitchell Green, getting the stop. Garrett Green's the anchor of this defense. Last year he had a total of 11 tackles against this Western Hornets. That's going to be a gain of two on the play for Dale. Third and five coming up. What does Tyler Tanner, the offensive coordinator, have up his sleeve? Three left, one right. Dale to the right of Young. It's going to be in our screen. Here's Kuntz. They're going to try the play again to the left side. Here goes Kuntz to the 40. He's got Ben Miller to seal him. He's going to go all the way. Another touchdown for Kobe Kuntz in the Western Hornets. 9:31 to go in the second quarter. No flags on the play. 25-0. 73 yards on the pass and catch. And Salisbury gets burned once again by the quick bubble screen from Kuntz. PAT unit up. Kuntz does not get a breather. He's on his way, kicks it, and it is good. 26-0, Westrand with the lead, 9:31 to go. In the first half on CrestCentralMoInfo.com.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
If you're like most people around here, breakfast is not just served in the morning. At Bradshaw's Bistro, they serve breakfast all day. Now is the time to visit their unique small-town business with a friendly atmosphere. Check out their homemade desserts and relax for a little while. You might call and make a reservation for the second and fourth Friday night special, Prime Rib. Join them on Facebook at Bradshaw's Bistro. 315 South Broadway in Salisbury is a great place to start your day or evening. See you soon.
Welcome back, Arian Williams, on the return for the Salisbury Panthers. Special teams has been a highlight, and Arian Williams is a big reason why. He took it from the 5 all the way to the Westrand 23. And it's a return of 67 yards. First and 10 for the Panthers. They have a little bit of life. Now, can they move the ball? That's been the issue. One to the right, one to the left, two in the backfield. It's the wing T. Strutman hands it off to Levi Borden. He tries to get some room on the left side. Westrand defensive line having none of it. A loss of 3 on the play, and guess who? That's Aiden Krogh and Alec Botkins getting in on the penetration. So Borden, 2 touches already, and he is a -6. And now they're getting a Westrand timeout here with 8:59 to go here.
Panthers use their first timeout of the half.
Or scratch that, make that. Salisbury takes their first timeout of the half. So for those just joining us on the Superstation, well, it's 26-0. Westrand Hornets already with the lead. 3 touchdowns in the first quarter. It was a Kobe Dale 7-yard draw to the left side to get them on board, 6-0. And then at 4:48 left in the first quarter, it was a 60-yard bubble screen, young Jacoby Kuntz, and a couple missed tackles by the Salisbury Panthers. Kuntz took it all the way to the house. Then it was Kobe Dale once again, 51 seconds remaining in quarter number 1, 16-yard draw up the middle to score. And then Westrand tried the bubble pass again with Kuntz, this time on the left side. Ben Miller hustling all the way to left tackle for the Hornets. A key block to open up Highway 24 for Kuntz. He took it all the way down and to the house for a 73-yard touchdown pass. That's where we're at, 26-0 here with 8:59 to go here in the first half. We got J.B. Connolly standing by for our Moberly Motors halftime show. He'll give you the highlights of our other two games tonight, which is the Moberly Spartans taking on Sedalia Smith Cotton on Quicks, and Monroe City Panthers Class 1 champions taking on Clarence Cannon rivals Centralia on Glory 97.3. A little bit of streaming issues on those other two games, so for those trying to get those, apologize for technical difficulties. The only way you can listen to those tonight are on the airwaves, and it is Ariel Williams tries to run on the right side, and it is Mason Unteat getting in on the stop. Williams will get one at about one at best. And so now a third and long coming up for Salisbury. Again, they're going to let the ride on the radio dial. One to the right, two to the left. Williams just to the right of Stropeman. Man in motion, this is King. Gets a snap and the handoff. Trying to cut around to the right side. Good pursuit by the Hornets the whole way. Gage Belmer, Mason Unteat there. And King cannot turn the corner. It's going to be fourth and about 12 and a half. I think it's a fair assessment at this point. You got to go for it if you're Salisbury already down 26-0, 8:09 to go here and a half. So Stropeman giving the signals to the Panthers. Now they're lined up. 9 seconds to go for the play clock. 8 seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Are they going to call a timeout? 2 seconds, and now a timeout called by Stropeman, aware of the play clock. And Salisbury has to burn their second timeout. Have to have a little more assertiveness if you're the Salisbury Panthers. And I think in Stroutman's defense, it looked like he might have had an issue trying to either hear the call or the coaches maybe didn't get the call down at a reasonable time trying to decide. And by the time they were trying to get lined up, there's probably 6 seconds at best for the Panthers to get lined up. And there wasn't much urgency getting lined up either. So good awareness by the quarterback Stroutman to call that timeout. And so far, the bright spot for the Panthers has been special teams. They've gotten a couple of good punts, or they got a good punt out of the way, and Ariel Williams has shown a lot of flash returning for Salisbury. And speed is not an issue with this Panthers team as well. They have had a great run on the Boys State track in the past couple of years, which includes a third place, or the girls, I should say, had a third place finish about 2 years ago. The boys were really respectable this year. They have a couple of state track athletes. Arian Williams, one of those, finished seventh in the 100-meter dash this past May. So athleticism is not the issue much with Salisbury. They got plenty of them. King in motion on the left slot. He'll take the handoff. Now a pass down the line. A touchdown for Salisbury. It is Taylor Haynes on a little trickery. A little flea flicker, and it's Jackson King that gets the first touchdown pass of the season. And a little life for Salisbury. That's a gutsy call on 4th and 13, I would say. And now PAT coming up. Levi Borden is going to take it. 0 for 4 last year on those PATs. Hit them pretty well in the warm-ups. Let's see if he can translate it to the field. It's very high in Arkin, and it's not the prettiest, but it's through. Salisbury on the board, 26-7. West Rand still with the lead with 8:03 to go in the second quarter.
As the kids head back to school, teach them that saving is fun with Greenback Jack at Regional Missouri Bank. The Greenback Jack savings account is only for kids under age 12, and with each $5 deposit, they get stamps that can be redeemed for prizes. There's no service charge. Greenback Jack is the perfect way to get your kids started saving for the future. Stop in at any of Regional Missouri Bank's convenient locations and ask about Greenback Jack. Regional Missouri Bank, your local community bank. Member FDIC.
How can a little tiny pebble, not much bigger than a dime, ruin your day? When that little tiny pebble, not much bigger than a dime, has a close encounter with your windshield at 70 miles an hour. Oh, that's how.
Relax. Call KB Tire and Auto at 263-7500. KB Tire and Auto will repair or replace your windshield, take care of the insurance paperwork, and have you back on the road in no time. KB Tire and Auto, for your automotive glass needs. 263-7500.
Thank you.
Salisbury on the board now with a 23-yard trickery play. Jackson King to Kaylor Haynes, and it's a 26-7 lead now for the Hornets. Kicking it off is Garrett Green. A low screamer goes over the hands of Colby Dale all the way in the back of the end zone. Touchback for the Salisbury Panthers. Got to give Mitchell Green a little bit of slack. I was going to say, we got any little trickery up his sleeve tonight? He's like, nah, probably. It's just probably not. It's just going to be a little straightforward game. I'd say that play was anything far from straightforward. It was a read option. Stroutman tossed it to King behind the line of scrimmage. Perfectly legal play, and then wide open was Haynes in the end zone. Pretty much uncovered for the Hornets, and a good throw by King. And Salisbury gets some points. First and 10 here for the Hornets. Alex Young back to work. Ball's on the Salisbury 20. They're going to start out 4-wide once again. Colby Dale just to the right of the Crest All-Star quarterback. He'll hand it off to Dale. To the left side. Beats two. Trying to get around one. And he steps on the sideline. They don't call him out of bounds. And now he's going to be thrown out. Mitchell Green is going to be an unhappy camper about that. Colby Dale stepped out of bounds at about the 42-yard line of Westrand. And they did not catch the left foot out of bounds. He is irate. And instead of that, it's going to be Westrand ball at the 20-yard line of Salisbury's. That is a tough pill to swallow, and Mitchell Green is letting the side judge have an earful of it. I don't blame him one bit. So that turns out to be a 60-yard gain for Colby Dale. Now can they capitalize on the little break there? Young in the gun. They're going to draw it to Belmer to the right side. Now cuts up to the inside. A flag thrown in late from the backfield, and it's going to be a six-yard gain for Belmer. But it might be a hold on Westrand. Referee Paul Corpany says it is a hold. So moving back, that gets an applause from the Salisbury faithful. And it looks like I think the hold was 1 yard behind the line of scrimmage. So this will probably be about second and 21. If I had to guess, and it appears that is going to be, or actually no, it'll be second and 19. So having 2 yards in front of the original line of scrimmage. So Westrand a little work here on second down. Ball is on Salisbury 35. Clock begins to run. 7:39 to go here in a half. Westrand leads 26-7. Two wide to the left, one to the right. Dale on the draw to the right side. Gets a nice block by Miller, and he will gain about 6 on the play before getting tackled down there by Clay Ratliff. So 4 yard gain there for the sophomore Dale. And he now has unofficially a total of 97 yards here in this half. Something the Salisbury defense wanted to do was keep Alex Young inside the numbers, and if he gets to the edge, run him out of bounds. Well, it's been mission accomplished there. The only problem is the thing that's killed him has been the bubble screen. It looks like they're going to try and do something there. Young has to improvise. Comes to the right side. Shakes off one, and there he is. Gets outside the numbers. Pounds one, Panther, and gains another 5 yards on the play. He was going to be brought down. He lowered the shoulder and then managed to get 6 more yards out of that. If that were in the NFL with the new rule, that would be considered a penalty with lowering the shoulder and the helmet. That is that rule is not enforced in high school football. So for those curious to know. So now it's a first and goal. Young is going to be credited with an 18-yard run. First and goal on the 10. Young in the gun. Takes a snap. Hands it off to Dale. Looking for the trifecta. Cuts to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Westrand. And the Westrand crowd gives a nice round of applause, and it's back to a 4-score lead for the Hornets. 17 to go here in the half. So another PAT attempt for Kobe Kuntz. So far he is 2 for 3. High snap, gets down on its way, and a high spinner. It's 2 to right. 6:17 to go here in the first half. All West Rand, 32-7 on Cress.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power, from the hard-working efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to providing reliable electricity has kept families and friends connected for generations. And thankfully, people power is one energy source that you can always depend on. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Howard Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Already 5 touchdowns on the afternoon and early evening for the West Rand Hornets. Colby Dale has 3 of them. Kobe Kuntz has 2 of them. And sending it down is Kuntz, and another return from Williams. Starts out at a 7, cuts across at the 21, now back to the inside, and this time the West Rand special team is going to hold Arian Williams at bay at his own 24-yard line. He has been on the bright sides here for the Salisbury Panthers in this game. And he last played, or he's had a couple of injury bugs here for the Salisbury Panthers, and he's an impact player, according to head coach Mitchell Green. When he is on the field, he can make an impact, but his problem has been health, and if he can stay on, he can make the big plays, and he just needs that space, and he's had it a couple times, and he's been probably the best player. Here is Williams. Motions around a pair of West Rand Hornets on the left side. Gains about 6 on the play. It's going to get brought down by the defensive tackle, Carter Petrori. And Williams now with 39 on 5 touches. Second and 4. 5:40 to go here in the half. Wing T for the Panthers. Stroatman in the gun. Borden and Williams in the backfield. This time it is an option to Borden. He'll take it up the gut, and he will. This cast brought down by Alex Young.
Borden. Tackled by Alex Young.
And they're going to say he has a first down. So now Borden with first positive carry on the evening, and it'll be first and 10 on the 35 of Salisbury. 3 wide this time. 2 to the left. Williams just to the right. Now they go 4 wide. A man in motion, King. Will they try something similar? Fakes the handoff. Stroatman up the middle. Quarterback keeper runs into his own guy, and that is Jordan Lewis, who pulls Stroatman to the line of scrimmage, or to the first down marker. Ben Miller was also trying to make the tackle, but how about Jordan Lewis? He's got in the way of his quarterback, and he's like, all right, I'll just pull you to the first down marker with the guy behind you, and we'll get it that way. Mission accomplished. Not the prettiest, but he'll take it. That's Strutman's first run. That is a gain of 10. 2 wide this time. Here is a handoff to Williams up the middle. Finds a little crease of the B gap on the left side, and he's going to be brought down by the defensive tackle, Alec Botkins, for a gain of 3. Now we're going to get a missile whistle, and looks like we're going to get a official timeout. Looks like an official timeout for a hydration break. A relatively warm afternoon across Big K country with temperatures getting into the 80s. There is a little bit of a chance of some rain a little later on tonight. We're hoping that it's not going to impact our game this evening. There is some increasing cloud cover just to the west of Huntsville, and some showers were expected to develop a little later on tonight. We're hoping it holds off this evening. It's 32-7. West Strand with the lead, 3:55 to go here in the half. Don't forget, we got the halftime coming up with J.B. Connolly at the Moberly Motors Sports Desk. We'll be having the highlights of the other two games on our regional radio airwaves tonight. Week one action underway with the Moberly Spartans and Sedalia Smith Cotton on Quicks AM and then on Glory 97.3 KTCM. We got the Monroe City Panthers and the Centralia Panthers. So far, pretty good success for this West Rand offense. Aaron O'Loughlin really liked the effort of the jamboree they had this past Saturday night. And when Aaron O'Loughlin took over the coaching duties for the West Rand Hornets, when Lance Massey took over as middle school principal, one of the important things that the offense and defense talked about was having some consistency in regards to the coaching staff, and they have managed to do that. Aaron O'Loughlin, who was the defensive coordinator, is still running the defense and calls himself the coordinator. Tyler Tanner is still in charge of the offense, and their special teams and assistant coaches also pretty much staying intact. The only difference is O'Loughlin just got named as head coach, so a little more responsibility in having the final say, and Strutman feeling some pressure from Alex Young, who's moved up to outside linebacker this season. A little bit underthrown to Arian Williams. It's going to fall incomplete, and we're going to get a 3rd and 8 coming up. Meanwhile, for the Salisbury Panthers, they averaged a total of 7.4 points a game 1 year ago. And also, from last year's team. Four wide, and the snap. Here is Strootman, a little underthrown. Catching it is Stephen Birdsong, the track athlete and backup wide receiver. In motion and slides for a Salisbury first down. Kobe Koontz, the cornerback for the Hornets on the coverage, and that's going to be a gain of about 18 on the play. So Birdsong with his first catch of the year. And it's going to be 1st and 10 on the West Rand 37. This time, a different look for the Panthers. They're going to go 3 to the left. And now to the right is Kaylor Haynes. And a single back and a timeout called by Salisbury. That looked confusing from the get-go. So they're going to line up 4 on the left side, and that is not a legal formation. So final timeout called by the Salisbury Panthers of the half. And West Rand has 2 remaining. Both the West Rand and Salisbury bands getting ready to roll here for their halftime performances. West Rand marching band doing a nice job performing the national anthem prior to. Salisbury had their fight song playing as well. Again, a 32-7 lead for the West Rand Hornets. They scored 3 times in the first quarter. And then we've had 3 scoring plays in the second quarter, 2 by the Hornets, 1 by the Panthers. Salisbury's lone score came off of a little trickery, a little flea flicker to Jackson King, passed it down field 23 yards to Kaylor Haynes, and that's the lone score for the Salisbury Panthers. They're looking to add to it. The offense getting into a little bit more of a rhythm after a shaky 5 or so minutes in the first quarter, giving up 3 turnovers. And the gun. Here is Strootman, 3 to the left, 1 to the right. Takes a slow snap, looks left, dangerously thrown, and it goes off of the left foot of Western outside linebacker Mason Unte. Bounces up, and trying to dive there was Gage Belmore to get the pick, but just a little too far out of his reach. That's a dangerous throw there by Strootman as well, as he tried fitting it in a window, and the window looked like it kind of closed on him absolutely last second. He tried to sidearm it and kind of just came down low. So he was trying to get it to the sophomore Jackson King. Second and 10. Ball on the 37 of Westrand. Stroman snap, draws over to Williams, got some speed, takes it all the way to the right edge, and is shoved out of bounds at the 25-yard line. 12-yard gain for the Panthers.
Gage Belmer on the
Belmer on the stop here for Westrand. 3:06 to go here in the second quarter. We're going to move, or actually we're going to say it's going to be third and inches. Now the referee is, our referee, Paul Corpany, says it's first down. Need to move the chains. Now they'll move them. Took a couple seconds for the chain gain on the far end to realize that needed to be accomplished. And it buys Stroman a little more time to talk with Tony Wales, the first-year offensive coordinator for the Panthers, to get the call. 18 seconds to go here on the play clock. Clock halted at 3:06. 10 seconds on the play clock. Salisbury quickly lines up. Three to the right, one to the left. And here comes the snap. Strutman, a little low. Feeling some pressure. Two Hornets in on the sack. Alex Young and Mason Unte blitz untouched. And that's going to be a loss of about eight on the play. Not much you can do if you're Strutman. That was just simply a missed assign blocking by the Salisbury Panthers. And not much you can do if you're Strutman there. We're actually going to say that's a loss of 11 there. So half sacks to the two Westrand outside linebackers, and now it's going to be second and 21. Four wide in the gun with Strutman. Borden to his right. Takes a snap. Three-step drop back. Comes across to the right side, trying to go a quick slant to Jose Perales, who was the leading receiver last year for the Hornets.
Alex Young on the coverage.
Alex Young on the coverage. Deflecting that away. Incomplete. Now it's a third and 21 coming up for Salisbury. Three left, one right. Strowman with the snap with Williams just to his left. In the gun. Left side. Takes it all the way. Off balance throw and trying to feed it in for Jackson King. Nearly picked off by Seth Berry, the free safety. And we haven't called his name too often tonight, Seth Berry. He's actually a returning starter in the secondary for the Hornets. One of two, or the only returning starter in the secondary. Young was technically part of that secondary last year as that strong safety rover kind of person for the Hornets, but he's now moved up to the outside linebacker position this year. And now it's 4th and 21. And Grant Beer in that quarterback, the freshman. Is this going to be a pooch punt? It is not. Beer's going to take it. He's airing the deep ball. A little overthrown and wise decision there by Noah Griggs to let that one go and just tip it out because it was interception. It would have been inside the 10 if he were to get a tackle. So wise move there by Griggs not to make that interception. And so it'll be turnover on downs. And curious to see what Strootman was out of that play. They were just trying to change things up a little bit or whatnot. Mitchell Green not afraid to bring the freshman out, and that's something that he said he was not going to be afraid. It was to play some of these freshmen and sophomore, and it's elevated some of the competition of the seniors and juniors. And according to the fifth-year coach, they have really relished that. The upperclassmen, they want to have that competition, and it's trying to help their competitiveness, too. Here's a handoff to Seth Berry, and he's going to draw it up to the left side.
On the tackle.
Look at the tackle by Kyle Lindman. That's going to be a loss of three on the play. Seth Berry is the backup quarterback. Alex Young out one play for, it looked like, an equipment issue. It's also a new rule in the NFHS this season. If you have an equipment issue, you are required to come out for at least one play. It used to be a penalty if you had an equipment malfunction, you were going to have a play. But instead, they call the time. You call the official timeout. They come out, and they're required to sit out for one play. So Barry took it. Here's Colby Dale. A toss to the right side. He's got room to run, and he is going to be shoestring tackled by Arian Williams. It is going to be a nice, solid 43-yard gain for a first down. And with that run, Dale easily eclipsed 100 yards on the night. Unofficially about 130 yards, and we got another timeout called. It is the West Train Horns taking it. 1:23 to go here in the first half. We also got a little. We got an injury as well, as a matter of fact. Western called the timeout, but there is a man down on the near side for the Salisbury Panthers, and appears to be a cramp in the right leg for Arian Williams. He is back up to his feet. That's also this another thing to keep an eye on through the duration of this game is these teams just started practicing in full pads and getting ready for the high school season just 2 weeks ago. And naturally, during the first 3 or 4 weeks or so, you're going to get a couple players that are going to be cramping due to the ramped up intensity.
We have a new physician at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Please welcome Dr. Tom Alito to our team. Dr. Alito is well known in mid-Missouri and specializes in joint replacement of the hip and knee. For an appointment with Dr. Alito or any one of our physicians, call us at 573-443-2402. You can also make an appointment online at our website, columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. We are the difference.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
...57 seconds to go here in the half. Apologize for technical difficulties once again for the West Rand Horns. They go forward wide. Dale with the draw on the right side, and he will cut it up all the way to near the first down marker, which is at the 20-yard line of Salisbury, and I think he is going to get credit for that, and that is going to be the case. 43 seconds to go here in the half.
And Grant Beer.
Grant Beer on the stop for Salisbury. Three wide for Westrand. Young in the gun. Takes the snap. Three-step drop. Darts one for Koontz. And he catches it for an 11-yard gain. And he is chased from behind by Jose Perales. And that will be a first down for Westrand. Going to be first and goal once again, trying to get five or six touchdowns in the first.
The Westran R1 School District Administration, faculty, and staff encourage Westran Hornet fans to get out and support school activities. The students put in long hours of practice in order to represent the Hornets both in the classroom and on the field. Others are marching to a different beat by participating in the band, providing entertainment at halftime during games. Others are involved in organizations within the school. Show your pride and put on your green and white and attend Westran school activities. Go Big Green!
R&J Custom Fabrication in Salisbury has a full line of Big Tex trailers for your every hauling need. Single axle, tandem axle, and auto and motorcycle dump, light and heavy equipment, gooseneck, livestock, and cargo trails to fit your every need. R&J Custom Fabrication and Big Tex offers unsurpassed quality and durability for even the toughest conditions in Missouri. R&J Custom Fabrication. Call 388-6915 to set up an appointment or online at rnjcustomfabrication.com. R&J Custom Fabrication and Big Tex, a great combination.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
Are you sending folks turtle hunting?
We don't send folks hunting, but if you're hunting a great deal on insurance, we can help.
Look, mister, I've heard you've been sending folks out turtle hunting, and I'm nervous.
You're a talking turtle?
You got a problem with that?
No, sir. We've got something for everyone, but if you're a talking turtle, I'd love to meet you.
I think I'll wait till turtle season is over before we meet face to shell.
Since 1964, it's always turtle season. I mean, saving season. At Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
Nineteen seconds to go here in the first half, and Westran has just scored a touchdown. Apologize for technical difficulties. It was a pass by Alex Young, wide open to Caden Massey in the left part of the end zone as Kobe Kuntz drills the extra point to make it 39-7. And again, this is the sixth touchdown of the half itself for the Westran Hornets. And making some noise in class number one year ago with the quarterfinal run before bowing down to the state champions, the Monroe City Panthers. And they have moved on. They have lost some receivers in Chris Evans and Avery Hammond, who had a majority of the receiving yards just 1 year ago. But so far, you've had to like what you've seen out of some of the other guys in Kobe Kuntz and also Caden Massey also getting involved as well. Those have been the primary two receivers in this game. And Alex Young has his third touchdown pass of this first half. And that's going to be key for this Westran offense. You know you're going to get a dual-threat quarterback in Alex Young who's going to get some yardage for you. So far, Colby Dale looks like the real deal as a sophomore. If he can continue to run the way he's been, he's already over 140 in this first half. Westran, the big question is if they can get that receiving support like they did last year with Hammond and also Evans, this could be one of the more dangerous offenses in the Lewis and Clark, as kick out of bounds by Kobe Kuntz is going to give Salisbury some decent field position at the 19-yard line. Teams are also going to be relatively competitive in the LNC. You have to think Marceline is going to be up there, as they usually are every year. They got a new head coach as well in Mark Ross, who came from the Horton, Kansas area this past offseason, with Greg Huff moving on to guide the Boonville Pirates program. And then you got the Fayette Falcons as well, led by Isaiah Estes, and a very strong offensive line as well. Estes, a two-time Crest All-Star as a linebacker and a running back, and Fayette is going to be a team to keep an eye on as well. But might be those three teams in Lewis and Clark once again battling it all year long. Here's the snap for Stroatman. Goes to the left side for King, 15 seconds now to the 40, and he is going to be pushed out of bounds, and it's going to be a 6-yard gain, and that is the second completion of the half for Stroatman, and that is good enough for 11. Or he now has 11 on the evening, and that is a gain of 6. 12 seconds to go here in the half. Salisbury going 3 left, 1 to the right. In the gun is Stroatman. Williams just to his left. Takes the snap. 3 steps, feeling the pressure from behind. That is Young. Or make that Grant Beer, as a matter of fact, and he throws it into the bleachers. Beer, the backup quarterback and the freshman.
They're
going to get a flag. Are they gonna call that intentional grounding on Beer? Beer is outside the pocket, and he's outside the pocket, and also he got past the line of scrimmage. That should not be intentional grounding, but they're going to call intentional grounding, it looks like. How about the freshman having awareness to throw the ball away on a play where you had pressure? Give him credit. You don't see a lot of high school players, especially upperclassmen, as a matter of fact, that would have that awareness. But a freshman coming in and having that awareness, albeit they call a penalty, That's the right idea. 5 seconds to go here in the half. Third and 10 on Salisbury's 35. Bobbled snap, and Beer's just going to have to jump on that, and that is going to run things out in the first half. All West Rand, 39-7 after one half a play. We'll take you back to Moberly and the Moberly Motors Sports Desk. J.B. Connolly is going to have your halftime highlights from this game and our other two games tonight on our regional radio airwaves. We'll be back in about 18 minutes for the start of this second half. All West Rand over Salisbury, 39-7 after one half a play from Huntsville on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
Yards on the night, the touchdown. Monroe City goes up 20-0.
And Monroe City's two-point try was good. 22-0 Monroe City, and that's the score we have the game on. Glory 97. Ben Wittenstein with the call. And we now welcome those of you listening to the game on Superstation Crest, Salisbury at West Rand. Folks on Quicks have been joining us for the halftime report brought to you by Moberly Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, putting customers on the road since 1943. Let's get to the highlights of the game on Crest. Scott Lundy with the call, and it was West Rand early and often in this one.
Two right, one left. Single man, they'll hand it to Dale. He draws the left, trying to shake the raid. One, trying to drive it to the end zone. He's in for a West Rand touchdown. A total of 7 yards, and Coley Dale gets the first points of the Hornets for the 2018 season.
Two-point try failed, 6-0 West Rand at that point. That was just over 2 minutes into the game. Midway through the first quarter, West Rand would score again.
In the gun, Young throws it to the left side. Bubble screen. It is caught by Kobe Coons. He has room to run. To the 40, to the 35, 30. He's got room to potentially go all the way, and he does! Touchdown, West Rand! A 65-yard run by Kobe Coons. No flags on the play. 12-0 West Rand.
And the two-point try failed again, 12-0 West Rand. West Rand would score final minute of the first quarter as well.
It's an option. Dale gets it to the right side, to the 10, to the middle, and in for the West Rand touchdown.
Gage Belburn's extra point was good, 19-0 West Rand after one quarter. And West Rand would score again early in the second.
It's going to be in our screen. Here's Koontz. We're going to try the play again to the left side. Here goes Koontz to the 40. He's got Ben Miller to seal him. He's going to go all the way. Another touchdown for Kobe Koontz in the West Rand Hornets.
At that time, Koontz with the extra point. It was good, 26-0. Salisbury would get on the board about a minute and a half later.
King in motion on the left slot. He'll take the handoff. Now a pass down the line. A touchdown for Salisbury. It is Taylor Haynes on a little trickery. Flea flicker, and it's Jackson King that gets the first touchdown pass of the season.
And that made it 26-7 with the extra point. West Rand, however, would get on the board again before the end of the half. Actually, West Rand score a couple touchdowns. First one, a 10-yard run by Colby Dale.
First and goal on the 10. Young in the gun, takes a snap, hands it off to Dale, looking for the trifecta, cuts to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone. Touchdown, West Rand.
Colby Dale.
And the extra point was missed, 32-7. Just before halftime, 7-yard pass from Alex Young to Caden Massey, 39-7 West Rand, leading Salisbury at the half. We're going to take a break and be back on both Superstation Crest and Information Radio Quicks. For the folks on Crest, we'll get you the highlights of the Moberly game, and we'll recap the Centralia Monroe City game. We'll run down the scoreboard for everybody coming up next on Crest and on Quicks.
The Westrand Athletic Boosters are very proud of the Westrand Hornets and Lady Hornets who work hard and make sacrifices to represent their school, both in the classroom and in each game. Parents and fans of the Westrand Hornets, be sure and pick up shirts or sweatshirts at the home games and show off your Hornet pride. You can also sign up to be a Booster member for the new school year. Visiting teams are invited to come out early for the game and enjoy a freshly grilled hamburger or hot dog, along with a variety of other concession foods provided by the Westrand Athletic Boosters.
Does your tax preparer work for you, or do they call you repeatedly begging you to make an appointment? At Fimler Tax and Accounting, we are here for your convenience. Whenever you have your tax information ready, just call us to schedule your appointment. As a full-service accounting office, we don't close at April 15th. We're open year-round to serve your tax needs. If you're looking for a preparer who puts you first, call Fimler Tax and Accounting at 263-4346 or stop by our office at 210 North Alton, Moberly. At Fimler Tax and Accounting, we're open year-round to serve you.
And welcome back to the Moberly Motors Halftime Report on Kress and on Quicks. Let's run down the scoreboard, and then we'll send the game to Quicks back out to the stadium. We'll get back to more highlights on Kress. Take a look at the scoreboard. The game on Quicks, Adelia Smith-Cotton leading the half by a score of 14-7. The game on Glory, 97, Monroe City now leading Centralia by a score of 30-0. Palmyra and Brookfield were scoreless second quarter last check. Highland at Clark County will be played tomorrow, and that game has been moved to Clark County as Highland finishes up work on its new turf field. The game on Crest, Westrand leading the half by a score of 39-7. Marceline, second quarter, leading Scotland County 20-13. Second quarter, Paris 24-0 over Harrisburg. First quarter, it's Knox County 8-0 over Schuyler County. Non-conference games, second quarter, Blair Oaks leading Maryville 19-7. It's Pleasant Hill 21-0 over Boonville in the first. Warrensburg 34-7 over California in the second. Fayette 6-0 over Carrollton in the second quarter. Eldon leading Bolivar 20-6 in the second. Father Tolton leading Hallsville 19-14 second quarter. Hannibal and Helias tied at 14 in the second. Kirkwood leading Jeff City 14-0 in the second. Rockbridge at the half leads Rockhurst 14-7. Knob Noster 16-0 over Sales. Macon 12-7 over Kirksville in the second quarter. Milan second quarter 20-6 over Plattsburgh. Herman 16-0 in the second over Montgomery County. At the half, North Callaway leads MMA 57-0. Hickman 13-7 over Pattonville in the second quarter. Putnam County 7-6 over Bishop LeBlond in the second quarter. School of the Osage at the half leading Fulton 26-7. South Shelby over Bowling Green 6-0 in the second quarter. Southern Boone at the half leads Mexico by a score of 14-0. Second quarter, Clopton, Ellsbury, and Duchenne tied at 7. Battle leads St. Louis U High 14-7 in the second quarter. Eight-man football, Southwest Livingston and East Atchison are tied at 14 in the second quarter. The game we have tonight on 99.9, the Captain, St. Louis Cardinals in the second inning, leading the Colorado Rockies by a 4-0, putting up a 4-spot in the second. Tyler O'Neill, a solo home run. While Miles Michaelis was batting, Colton Wong stole second. Jed Jerko scored on a passed ball. And then just moments after that, Miles Michaelis hit his second home run of the year. Two-run shot, scoring Colton Wong. 4-0 Cardinals second inning in Colorado. And we're going to get the folks listening on Information Radio Quicks back out to their game at the half. Moberly trailing by a score of 14-7. And we will say goodnight to the folks on Quicks for now. We invite them to join us on Kress after the game for End Zone tonight. Folks on Kress, we're going to keep it here, but folks on Quicks, we'll send you back out to the stadium right now. And those of you still listening on Kress, thank you for staying with us as we've got highlights of the Moberly Smith-Cotton game. It was Smith-Cotton getting on the board first.
Shotgun snap groupie. Fires over the middle. It's caught off a tip, a lunge into the end zone for six. Cameron Finley off a tip ball scores the first touchdown of the season for Smith-Cotton.
Eric Duke with the call there. Extra point good by Brett Robertson. Made it 7-0. Moberly to answer with 2:22 remaining in the first.
Shotgun snap, Stone King. Hand off left side, Graves. Hops outside, 10, 5, a walk-in touchdown. Landon Graves, the senior, puts Moberly on the board for the first time in the 2018 season.
Hayden Hopper's extra point was good. It was 7-7, but 17 seconds later, Smith-Cotton would answer. A 60-yard touchdown run by Cameron Finley made it 14-7. The extra point good by Robertson. That's the score at the half, 14-7 in favor of Smith-Cotton. Game on Glory 97 tonight. It has been all Monroe City as they're taking on Centralia, the defending Class 1 state champs, moving up a class to Class 2 this year. 5 minutes into the game, it was Nolan Pennywell getting the Monroe City Panthers on the board. First, here's Ben Wittenstein with the call.
Now they've got Nolan Pennywell, and he gets the handoff. Breaks free, far side. He has space to go inside the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Nolan Pennywell. Monroe City strikes first.
Ben Wittenstein with the call there. The two-point conversion good by Blake Hayes. That made it 8-0 in favor of Monroe City. Monroe City would score again about a minute and a half later.
H. Bottoms staggering off the line. Snap Hayes, handoff Osborne, gives it to Bottoms, and he pitches it back to Hayes, far side. He's got room to run the 20. 15 down the sidelines, 10, touchdown. What a play call by David Kirby. A 41-yard touchdown run. Blake Hayes puts Monroe City up 14-0, 5.5 to go in the first quarter.
Two-point try failed. It was 14-0 after one quarter. Second quarter was the Zach Osborne show for Monroe City with a pair of touchdowns.
Out of the huddle. Near side is the ball and the hash marks. Hayes under center. Osborne behind him. He gets the handoff. Looking for a hole in the line. Finds it. Breaks to the outside. The 5. And he'll walk into the end zone on the far side for a touchdown. 13-yard touchdown run. Zach Osborne. He now has 25 yards on the night and a touchdown. Monroe City goes up 20-0.
And the two-point run was good. That made it 22-0 in favor of Monroe City. And then the Panthers, we get another touchdown from Zach Osborne just before halftime.
9 yards to go, first and goal. Handoff, Osborne has a hole far side. Cuts back upfield. He has the end zone. And he's in for a touchdown. 9-yard touchdown run. And it's number 2 today for Zach Osborne. He puts Monroe City up 28-0.
Blake Hayes' two-point conversion pass to Gage Bottoms was good. 30-0 in favor of Monroe City at the half. And the game, of course, you heard the highlights earlier. West Rand and Salisbury on Crest. Scott Lunny with the call of that one. West Rand is leading by a score of 39-7 at the half. Cardinals and Rockies now going to the bottom of the second. It's still 4-0 Cardinals. That game is on 99.9. The Captain tonight, if you're looking for that. Over on Glory 97, it's Monroe City leading 30-0 at the half on Quicks. Getting ready to start the third quarter. Sedalia Smithcott leading Moberly by a score of 14-7. Don't forget, we will have End Zone coming up after the game tonight here on Crest. We invite you to stick around for that first of the year, as we will have plenty of highlights, plenty of interviews going out throughout the night. We will announce our Horton Hawkins End Zone Player of the Week after tonight's broadcast at the end of the show. And, of course, we will have the scoreboard review sponsored by Red Weir of Columbia. And we will also have highlights brought to you by Art Supplies, Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring. That's all coming up tonight on Superstation Crest. Score of your game, West Rand leading the half by a score of 39-7. We'll take a break and send it back to Scott Lunny coming up next here on Superstation Crest.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
For details, see Ryan Skaggs in Moberly.
Indigo Ink in Salisbury provides custom screen printing at a cost you can afford. From personalized gifts to team apparel, no order is too big or too small. Just bring in your design or logo or have them create one for you. You will be impressed with the quality of their work. Call or stop in today to shop their great selection or visit their page on Facebook, Indigo Ink in Salisbury, a proud supporter of the Salisbury Panthers.
Do I qualify for wound healing treatment at Samaritan Hospital's Wound Healing Center?
If you are suffering from diabetic ulcers, infections, radiation injuries, or wounds that haven't healed within 30 days, you can call the Samaritan Hospital Wound Healing Center today for an evaluation. There's no referral needed. Call 660-395-8330. That's 660-395-8330 and let them help you heal. Samaritan Hospital in Macon. Community-focused, personalized service.
Massey Appliance and Mattress is announcing their price match guarantee.
Massey Appliance and Mattress has great service, great products, and great prices. Now with a price match guarantee, you can buy locally and be assured the best price for the highest quality products like Beautyrest, Simmons, Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and more without going to the city or big box stores. Massey Appliance and Mattress, 316 South Broadway in Salisbury, or call 660-388-6614.
Thank you, JB, for the Moberly Motors halftime show. And we are about 3 minutes away from getting the second half underway between the Westrand Hornets and the Salisbury Panthers. Again, Scott Lunta here. We're at Westrand High School for the season opener for these two teams, not just in the regular season, but also in conference play. Let's go ahead and take a look at some of the first half stats on regional radio. 39-7, Westrand with the lead. Colby Dale leading the rushing for the Hornets. Unofficially, about 140 yards in that first half. Alex Young had a total of 54 yards in the half, including a pair of touchdown passes to Kobe Kuntz, who has 133 receiving yards. Young with 133 passing yards. Meanwhile, for Salisbury, their leading rusher, it's Arian Williams. He has a total of 54 yards unofficially on the ground. Caleb Strutman with two interceptions and 11 yards. And also Jackson King with a 23-yard pass to the leading receiver, which is Kaylor Haynes. He scored a touchdown for the Salisbury Panthers, and that is the lone score. We have second half coverage of this Lewis and Clark opener coming up. Back in 2 minutes, it's the second half kickoff on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Friday is the time to drive to Don's Family Style Buffet in Huntsville for catfish. Deep fried crunchy breading with white, juicy tender filet, or whole catfish on the buffet. Now add all of the sides you've come to love. Fresh garden salad with all the toppings, fried potatoes and onions, green beans, sweet corn, cornbread, fresh hot rolls, and sweet tea. Make sure to leave room for dessert. Catfish every Friday night at Don's Family Style Buffet on Route JJ in Huntsville. Homestyle food and a friendly small-town atmosphere.
Teaching your children or grandchildren to save is one of the keys to financial security in life today. Just a small commitment each week will make a big difference over time. At Merchants and Farmers Bank of Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia, and Hardin, savings and checking accounts for juniors have no monthly service charge, and the savings account has no minimum balance. Now is the time to start an account for that special someone you treasure. Merchants and Farmers Bank, people you know, experience you trust. Merchants and Farmers Bank, member FDIC.
Hi folks, I'm Brandon Lucas, owner of Fusion Technologies in Moberly. Have you seen the store lately? So many new products. Sony TVs, home audio and sound bars, Sonos speaker systems, Arlo security cameras, big brands that you can normally only find at the big box stores, all at Fusion Technologies in Moberly. We're also the area's largest Sheraton Valley wireless dealer. When you come to Fusion, it's great customer service, a well-trained staff, and technology for days. Stop in and see us today on Highway 24 behind Pizza Hut in Moberly.
Encouraging you to get out and attend the annual Fork and Cork Festival in downtown Macon this Saturday, August 25th, are Ben Franklin, Macon Area Chamber of Commerce, and Weller Place Retirement Center, all of Macon. Activities begin at 10 a.m., including live music throughout the day. Art and craft vendors, a wine toss, a martial arts back-to-school safety event, a pole vaulting exhibition, and so much more. That's this Saturday in downtown Macon, starting at 10 a.m. Hope to see you there.
Welcome back to Westrand High School, and the Panthers received the opening kickoff, so it is going to be Westrand who is going to get the ball here to start the second half, unless they have a little trickery up their sleeve, like an onside kick perhaps. It's 39-7, Westrand Hornets with the lead, looking to go to 1-0 on the season, and Salisbury was winless 1 year ago. Their last win actually came back in 2016, you got to go back to October 14th. It was a 35-8 win at Schuyler County, the last time the Salisbury Panthers won a game. And we talked about it during the pregame a little bit, if you were listening to our kickoff show last night as well. 2017 was a rough year for the Salisbury Panthers. They Mr. They lost their starting quarterback, Caleb Strutman, to an ACL injury in this very week one game 1 year ago. And then Levi Borden was the quarterback. And then they also lost Arian Williams. They lost a couple other players. And it's kind of just get through the season and head to next. So now a burst of youth for the Panthers. We've seen a little bit of flashes from Grant Beer as well. Preston Stewart, a starting strong safety. He's had his ups and downs, but it's good to see that some of these underclassmen are getting a crack at the Salisbury varsity team. It's Garrett Green who will kick things off, going right to left on the radio dial. Big Ben Miller on the return, running a full head of steam, and he will barrel down the freshman Grant Beer and gets all the way to the 42-yard line.
On the tackle, Arian Williams.
How about that to start out the second half? Ben Miller, 6'3", 275, working its way down the field. If we're being honest, I'm 5'10", probably 160 at best. If that were me, I am running out of the way. Good job, Ben Miller. Well done on that return. And the West Rand's going to get some decent field position here to start out this second half. For those just joining us, they're in their home green uniforms. White helmets with the West Rand logo. White numbering, black trimming on those numbers. Young into gun for wide strat second half. Kobe Deal to his right. And he'll go with the halfback draw to Deal. Takes it up to the left side. Cuts up. Misses one. And a good bear tackle there.
Deal tackled by Andrew Furlong.
By Andrew Furlong, the middle linebacker for Salisbury Panthers. And Deal is going to get credited with two on the play. Aaron O'Loughlin really high on the sophomore Colby Deal. Was not hesitant at all. And you heard in the pregame interview how high he was on Dale. Good speed, good slasher, and he has vision as well. Three attributes you look for in a high school running back, and Dale has so far been the real deal. This time, a little different look here for West Strand. They're going to go two wide here with a tight end on the right. In a gun, Young, a read option. This is Gage Belmer, a little draw to the left side, and he'll gain four on the play for getting pushed down by Corbin Bush to back up defensive tackle. So Belmer gets his first carry of the evening for 4 yards. Now we got a third and three. Ball is on the 49-yard line of West Rand. Needs to get to the Salisbury 48 for the first. 10:36 go here in the third quarter. Four wide for West Rand with Dale just to the right. It's going to be a halfback draw to the left. Dale just inside the left numbers and spins his way for the first down. And he is going to be tackled by Jose Perales, a senior. Perales, 27 tackles for the Panthers last year. He actually had a fumble recovery. His lone one of the season came against these very Hornets 1 year ago. He's one of the stable, one of the more stable people in that Salisbury defense. Here's the first and 10 now. Train Horn blast him by to the north of the West Rand High School. And here is another run. This time it's Caden Massey in the backfield. He was the primary running back Caden 1 year ago. Gains four on the play. And Kyle Lineman, defensive tackle, gets the stop for Salisbury. 4 yard gain for the senior Massey. Last year he averaged 5.5 yards a carry, a little under that in this first carry of the 2018 season, and now we got a second and six coming up. Ball placed at the 42 of Salisbury. 4Y once again for West Rand, which is their base most occasions, and they got Dale to the right gun, or Young in the gun. Or make that Massey. Check that, and he'll take it up the middle. 2 yards at best for Massey as he's met up by
Massey. In on the tackle, Kyle Lennon.
A group full of Panthers, and they're going to say no gain on the play, and we'll give Kyle Lindman that tackle. Third and six. West Rand student section to our right, getting active, trying to serve as a 12th man on the offensive side for the Hornets. See if it pays off. Third and seven. Ball on the 43 of Salisbury. Young in the gun once again, takes a snap. Reset drop, now it takes it up the middle. Cuts through three Panthers, and now coming across the field is Furlong, and brings Young down 3 yards shy of the first down marker, and we got fourth down coming up. What does West Durant do? Kind of in a spot where you're in between pinning Salisbury with a pooch punt, or do you go for it? I think if you're West Durant, you might as well see if you can try and go for the fourth down. See what you can do and kind of get that tested out a little early. And it looks like they'll do just that. It'll go four wide again, this time empty backfield. No Dale here in this series. Man in motion is Koontz. He's going to do a quick slant across. Now they'll come to the other side, and it looked like they were trying to find Noah Griggs, and it looked like the series of slant routes, and Griggs just stopped, and it's going to be a turnover on down. So fourth down play design not successful for Alex Young. And I believe that is also the first stop the West Durant defense has gotten in this game, if I'm not mistaken. As the Hornets scored six times in the first half. It's 39-7, 7:57 in the third. Four wide for Salisbury on first and 10. Halfback draw, Aaron Williams has room to run to the West Durant 45 before getting tripped up by Gage Belmer. And a nice run by Arion Williams. And again, he has been the bright spot for this Panthers in this game. Already a total of 74 yards after that 20-yard pickup. The ball's going to be placed at the 42-yard line of West Durant. Double backs. Strowman. Snap over him, has to slide under it, and he is just going to take the sack.
Snap was fumble recovered.
High snap by Garrett Green to center. Strowman. And how much Strowman can do when hustled all the way back before Ben Miller or Alec Botkins can grab it. So that will be a loss of about 23 or so on the play. So all those yards Arion Williams just picked up, basically negated off of the botched snap. Salisbury taking their time getting something called. They got 10 seconds on the play clock, and they're all lined up. They'll be four wide once again with Williams just to the left of Strootman. Now man in motion, Jackson King on the left slot. Fakes the handoff, feeling the pressure. Strootman goes down and getting the sack. It looks like that is Alex Young, and he's a little slow to get up. That's the last guy West Ram wants to have hurt, and it looked like he just had a very minor tweak. He's back up, and he's all right. So Young credited with the sack, and now we have third and a lot. We'll just put it that way. 6:20 to go here in the third quarter, and Salisbury is on their own 26-yard line. They have to get all the way to the West Durant 32 if they want to get a first down. Four wide once again, and they're just going to hand it off to Williams, and he is going to break free of two tackles. He's got room to run. Arion Williams to the 40, and he is brought down from behind by Kobe Koontz, but Arion Williams gets it all the way down back to the West Durant 40, but it's third and about 40-something, and now fourth down. Great effort there by Williams. Made another missed tackle, and we're going to call that a 35-yard run. Now we're going to get a quick substitution, and now fourth down coming up. Arion Williams now up under 10 unofficially. Four wide, and now I guess whistle right prior to the snap. It was three to right, one to left, and it looked like Mitchell Green did not like something from the Salisbury offense. 5:05 to go here in the third quarter.
Let's thank the guys across the way on the chain gang tonight.
Some of the other Lewis and Clark games taking place this evening.
Justin Block and Bradley Miner.
Knox County is at Schuyler County tonight. Marceline opens up their season hosting Scotland County. The lone LNC team not facing a conference team tonight is the Fayette Falcons. They are at Carrollton tonight, and that's actually the opponent Westran will be hosting next week. And then Paris is hosting Harrisburg tonight, and Paris travels to Salisbury next week. That's a game we'll actually have on Glory 97 next Friday. So we'll get a double dose of the Salisbury Panthers for the first 2 weeks on our regional radio airwaves. Key moment on confidence side here if you're Salisbury. The offensive line has had some growing to do for the Panthers, and they've had a couple hard works of practice over the last 2 days. Mitchell Green was not a fan of the offensive line's display in the jamboree that was up at Milan last Friday, and they wanted to clean some stuff up when we were talking to him on Wednesday during our conference call. And there's been, you got to credit the offensive line. They've had a couple moments where they've had a couple missed assignments. For example, you have the one where Mason Unteed and Alex Young, the two outside linebackers, went virtually untouched, and Stroman had to take a sack. But aside from that, the offensive line has cleaned things up ever since that jamboree, and they've gotten a couple of holes for their running back, Arian Williams, and Strutman's had a couple of decent runs in this game as well, but it's a positive step, we'll put it that way, for the Salisbury Panthers. As they had a lot of critical mistakes last year and looked a little more polished. Here's a 4th and 7. Jackson King, man in motion on the left slot. Play action. Strutman fires one in the fray, and Barry tries to get the interception for the West Grand Hornets as they were trying to give it to Calvin Binder, the junior, who is running the post on the left side, and it's going to be turnover on downs. 4:58 to go here in the third quarter. Westrand back with the ball. Something else with the Salisbury team. You heard Aaron O'Loughlin talk in our pregame that they look improved, and they've allowed the big play a couple times, particularly on that jet sweep, but it has not been very easy pickings up the middle, and that is also a positive development for the Salisbury Panthers. 4 wide for the Hornets, 1st and 10 on their own 40. Young motions to the right, flings one to a wide open Caden Massey. He makes the catch, makes one miss with a stiff arm on the freshman Preston Stewart, and he's going to bring him down at the Salisbury 20. A 60-yard gain, or scratch that, a 40-yard gain for the senior Caden Massey.
Tackle was made by Preston Stewart.
Preston Stewart getting the start at safety for the Salisbury Panthers. A 4-yard catch from Massey. And now we got a late flag on the play, and it is going to be personal foul, sideline infraction maybe on Salisbury's, I think what they were calling. And Paul Kirkpenny has been relatively quiet, and it's going to be an unsportsmanlike on the Hornets is what they call. Looks like they were calling a sideline warning on Salisbury for a second, but they moved it back for Westrand, and those are plays you want to clean up as well. Those are ones you could control, those unsportsmanlike conduct penalties. I'm sure the Westrand coaching staff will have a talk with the guilty party. Here's the 1st and 10 now for Westrand on the Salisbury 35. 4 wide once again with Dale just to the right. He'll take it. Dale pauses, takes it to the left side now, just up the middle of the field. Coming from behind is Jordan Lewis. He'll gain about 5 on the play. Dale now with 1:47. A little bit of quieter start in this third quarter. And it's going to be 2nd and 6 now for the Western Hornets on the 32. Nice to see a little bit of diversity in the receiver game or the receiving game as well for Westrand in this contest. Four wide once again, Dale to the right. Now Koontz shifts up to the line of scrimmage on the right side. Young goes on touch, feels some pressure, and the Salisbury defense gets its first sack of the season thanks to Garrett Green. Jordan Lewis on the initial pressure, swam his way through what is a relatively inexperienced line tonight for the Westrand Hornets, and Young had to take the sack, and that is going to be a loss of 10 on the play, third and about 14. The regular two starters, Casey Bender and Corbin Brockelman on the right side for the Westrand Hornets, both out with injuries. Bender had a torn meniscus, according to head coach Aaron O'Loughlin, and he's been working his way back. And Brockelman, a big loss on the defensive side. As Young takes the snap, they'll clear out the receivers three wide. He's taking a shot to the end zone, looking for Kobe Koontz. He comes up and catches it. Falls towards the end zone, and he's going to be down at the one. Touchdown saving tackle by Arian Williams. But how about Kobe Koontz showing a little bit of height? And Alex Young is down on the play. And he is being waved off, and that is not a sign if you want to see if you're Young. And they're looking at the right leg. Hopefully it's just a cramp. He's trying to massage it, and that is not a good sign to see. Young down at the 42-yard line of Westrand. Trainer's trying to massage his right calf, it looks like, and he's going to try and get up, and he's going to have to come out for one play. So, and he's having a hard time trying to put some weight on that right leg, and we mentioned last guy Westrand needs to have out of the lineup is Alex Young. He does so much on the offensive side and the defensive side. He gets across the sideline, falls right back down, and they're stretching it like it might be a cramp potentially, but he is having a hard time trying to get back up. So we'll keep an eye on that. But to finish the point we were mentioning about Brockelman, he had the herniated disc. And he's a big part of the Westrand defense coming into this year as the leading sack getter with four last season. And it's also a first team Lewis and Clark all defensive end 1 year ago. And it's an opportunity for Aiden Krogh and Carter Petrori, just to name a couple. Get a chance. So the backup quarterback, Seth Berry, will hand it to Kobe Dale. Not a problem. 1 yard run for a Westrand touchdown.
Officially a 1 yard touchdown run.
So Berry with the draw, and he's going to be the backup quarterback for now for Westrand. Hoping for the best for Alex Young as they're still working on that left leg, is what appears to be the case. And we're going to have Kobe Koontz going for the PAT. 45-7, Westrand with the lead. 2:49 to go here in the third quarter. Snap down. Bellmer drops it. Koontz sends it down the middle. And the two-pointer, or the extra point, I should say, is successful. 46-7, Westrand with the lead. 2:49 to go in quarter number three on Crest.
Ultimate Derby LLC presents Missouri's Best of the Best Demolition Derby August 25th at the Macon County Park. Classes competing consist of stock and compact. There is even a Power Wheels for children ages 4 to 9. Gates open at 5 with the action starting at 6:30 p.m. Admission for adults is $12, 5 to 10 is $5, and children 4 and under are free. Encouraging you to attend our Macon County Park Board, Lolly Brothers Livestock Market of Macon, Advanced Disposal, and Side and Strickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow.
For choice beef or pork for upcoming barbecues or any occasion, stop by Salisbury Meat Market and Processing LLC, southeast of Salisbury on Highway PP. The Merrick and Fimler families take pride in providing the freshest ground chuck, steak, sausage, and bacon, or try Bill's famous smoked pork chops, ham, brats, or a delicious slab of ribs. Just see them and eat them. Open weekdays till 5 and Saturdays till noon. Your friends at Salisbury Meat Market remind you, life is tough, but your meat shouldn't be.
46-7. The West Strand Hornets with the lead. Colby Dale, four rushing touchdowns on the night to represent the Hornets. And now the Salisbury offense trying to get some confidence. Arian Williams been one of the more successful Panthers tonight. We've seen a little bit of a rotation between the starting quarterback, Caleb Strutman, and the backup freshman quarterback, Grant Veer. And Strutman is in with 2 minutes to go in the third. Four wide here for Salisbury, three right, one left. Arian Williams in the backfield once again. In the gun, Strutman draws over to Williams, and he is not going to escape the arms of the middle linebacker, Caden Massey, after about a two-yard gain at best. And Williams with unofficially 10 carries now, 113 yards. Going to get a quick substitution as Steve Birdsong comes in for Jackson King, wide receiver. West Strand defense, give them credit. They have been pretty assignment sound all evening long. And here is the snap for Strutman in the gun. Fires one, and it is caught by Levi Borden, the halfback. And he'll take it to the right side of the numbers before getting tackled there by Gage Bilmer. Still no Alex Young on the field. Filling that spot on the outside linebacker position right now. It looks like that is Ryan Starr, the sophomore, who's in that spot. And now here is a third and six coming up for Salisbury. Four wide, one to the left of Strutman. That's once again Williams in the gun. Takes it. Flings one up the middle and just a little too low for the reach of Kaler Haynes. A little higher, catches that in stride. He might have been gone. And Salisbury cannot just buy a break. Fourth down coming up. 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And it's going to be Jackson King with the punt. Deep is Seth Berry. He is at his own 45. A high punt by King is going to drop at midfield and take a West Strand bounce. Now rolls back as time expires in the third quarter. Hornets are going to get a running clock and start the fourth quarter at the Salisbury 48 on CrestCentralMoInfo.com.
Katie Frankie. Megan Bogan.
Attention College Bound students. As you head off to school, take your local community bank with you. Regional Missouri Bank offers the perfect checking or savings account for College Bound students. Wherever you are, you can use your Regional Missouri debit card and manage your account online. Some restrictions apply. Stop in and find out more at any of Regional Missouri Bank's convenient locations in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keytesville, Glasgow, or Paris. Regional Missouri Bank, your local community bank, member FDIC.
Don's Family Style Buffet in Huntsville is the place to find fried chicken, golden brown, juicy, and delicious. Now add mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, green beans. Is your mouth watering yet? Stop in Tuesday through Saturday for lunch or dinner, and don't forget Sunday after church. Make that short drive to Huntsville and enjoy great food at a great price. Don's Family Style Buffet on Route JJ in Huntsville. Homestyle food and a friendly, small-town atmosphere.
.46-7 on KRES Moberly as we're approaching the 9 o'clock hour across mid-Missouri. And thanks to those also listening online at CentralMoInfo.com. Scott Lunty here. Stephen Holstein spinning the dial site at the Moberly Motors Sports Desk. Back in Moberly, it's been all West Strand tonight in this Lewis and Clark opener. 46-7 over the Salisbury Panthers. And it's going to be West Strand ball on the Salisbury 48 to start out this fourth quarter. And we're going to have a running clock. For those new to high school football or just need that friendly reminder, 35-point margin or greater. National High School Federation Association requires a running clock, and we are at that point unless Salisbury can cut that margin down to 35 or less. Seth Berry is in at quarterback, and he is going to hand it off to Colby Dale. And I was just talking to our talking to Steven just a moment ago with a 35-plus point lead, and talk about Alex Jung having what we're believing is a cramp of some sort, still getting treatment on the sideline. Probably the last you're going to see of him tonight. No need to risk any kind of further injury if it happens to be something worse than that. Westrand certainly hoping that is not the case, but no need for that. Protect one of your key offensive and defensive guys for the rest of the game. Here's Seth Berry. He's going to toss it, and ball's on the ground, and got a new guy in the game.
Recovered by Gunnar Martin.
For the Westrand Hornets. That is Gunnar Martin, the junior, who is getting some playing time. We might see some of these second stringers and JV guys getting some playing time for the Hornets in this game. And that's certainly a good sign to see as well, because this is a relatively senior-heavy team for the Westrand Hornets. Berry in the gun once again. They're going to go four wide, and he'll take the snap. Berry looks to the left, feeling the pressure. He'll keep it. Berry to the middle, gets tackled by Grant Beer. Freshman still remains in there, and Berry's going to gain a total of four on the play. It's actually his first carry. So Berry's the backup. However, Aaron O'Loughlin is really high on a freshman. His name is Derek Merritt, and he wears number 22. He's a 5'11", 160-pound freshman quarterback. He is likely going to be the future for this Westrand Hornets offense, at the very least in calling plays once Alex Jung graduates this year, and he's got a good arm. Unfortunately, he had fractured a wrist in training camp, so he is not going to get some time, but you have to think he's going to get a decent amount of playing time. And heads up, shanked punt by Kobe Koontz, drops into about the fifth row of the Western bleacher, right in front of us, as a matter of fact. And
we marked at the solid for a 45-yard line.
Looks like the parents of Kale Strutman and also Clay Ratliff, Justin, ball landed just in front of them. And
correction, that ball's going to be marked at,
and they're going to mark the ball, I'm going to say, probably at about the 50-yard line or so. No, they'll put it on the Westrand 49, so Salisbury are going to get some decent field position. Running clock still here in this fourth quarter. First stringer still out here for Salisbury. But Koontz basically flat out shanked that punt. Just went high up, high sky or up in the air and to the left. Four wide again for the Panthers, and now we're going to get a timeout. It's going to be Westrand calling the timeout, and let's see, they got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 guys on the field. I would say that's a good reason to call a timeout here, Aaron O'Loughlin. And again, these are all second stringers that are getting a chance to make their case to not only head coach Aaron O'Loughlin, but also to the offensive coordinator, Tyler Tanner, to give us some more reps during a time to prove a point that they're worthy of having a greater role on the varsity level. And this is a good chance for them to do it, especially in a season opening game as well. Gets them a little bit of confidence as well throughout the season in case Westrand gets into another similar situation down the road. So they're just going over some of the X's and O's, and it's a good teaching lesson for these high school students as well. So next week, it is the continuation of a three-game homestand for the Westrand Hornets, as again, they will be hosting Carrollton in their lone non-conference game next week, and again, they're at Fayette, and then they'll host Knox County week three. They're at Schuyler County tonight. The way that schedule stacks up, there might be a decent chance Westrand might be 3-0 before heading to the road for their first game. Here we go, first and 10 for the Salisbury Panthers on the Westrand 48. It's going to be a quarterback keeper, and Who's the quarterback this time? It is Grant Beard, the freshman, who will take it. And it's going to be Paul Harrison, the 6'3", 295 senior, who will get the tackle. It's pretty much all second stringers here for the West Rand Hornets. Let's see if we can try and get as many of the people out there. We also see Landon Calicott, a freshman, on the defensive end. Here is his second and eight coming up. Here is Beer in the gun, hands it off the area. Williams takes it up to the left side, and then he'll be brought down from behind. That is going to be Gunnar Martin, the junior, who's also on the defensive line. And Martin is, or Williams is going to gain eight on the play. And
fuel your inner adventure in a John Deere Gator from Seidenstricker. At 835M, we'll let you go anywhere and do anything in its factory-installed cab with standard heat and AC. And with three wide seating, you can bring a buddy or two. Get $400 off and 0.9% APR for 60 months during the Gear Up for Fall sales event. Visit one of our Missouri locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 10/26/18, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
R&J Custom Fabrication in Salisbury has a full line of Big Tex trailers for your every hauling need. Single axle, tandem axle, and auto and motorcycle dump, light and heavy equipment, gooseneck, livestock, and cargo trails to fit your every need. R&J Custom Fabrication in Big Tex offers unsurpassed quality and durability for even the toughest conditions in Missouri. R&J Custom Fabrication. Call 388-6915 to set up an appointment or online at rnjcustomfabrication.com. R&J Custom Fabrication and Big Tex, a great combination.
Fourth and one for the Salisbury Panthers, and it's a sack. It is Gunnar Martin on the pursuit, making a case in point in this game already, and it's going to be a loss of eight on the play. Turnover on downs once again for Salisbury Panthers. Westrand in pretty prime field position on the Salisbury 48. Clock continues to run as it's a 46-7 lead for Westrand over the 35-point margin, so that means running clock. Seth Berry still in at quarterback. And Westrand going to go four wide here with one to the right, and the man to the right is Steven Smith. Berry with the keeper. Takes it to the right side to the 30. Cuts back into the inside, and he runs into a Salisbury Panther. That is Preston Stewart, and Barry is going to get a total of 23 on the play and a first down for Westrand. So Barry now with 27 yards on the ground, and more substitutions coming up here for Salisbury. I think there's only been two penalties tonight on the Westrand Hornets, and that was something Aaron O'Loughlin talked about was going to be key in this game that he wanted to see was, can they stay clean? And so far, two penalties, I think a hold and then a sportsmanlike conduct has resulted in a total of about 10 or so yards of penalties. And
Steven
Smith getting the carry for the Hornets.
Jose Perales
on the stop, and Jordan Lewis a little slow to get up for the Panthers, the defensive tackle. So it'll be second and 12 here on the Salisbury 28. Hornets taking their time lining up. It's going to be four wide again. That's been kind of the MO all evening long, and now we're going to get a delay of game. Very not aware of the clock, and that is going to be 5 yards tacked on.
Teaching your children or grandchildren to save is one of the keys to financial security in life today. Just a small commitment each week will make a big difference over time. At Merchants and Farmers Bank of Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia, and Hardin, savings and checking accounts for juniors have no monthly service charge, and the savings account has no minimum balance. Now is the time to start an account for that special someone you treasure. Merchants and Farmers Bank, people you know, experience you trust. Merchants and Farmers Bank, member FDIC.
The Western Athletic Boosters are very proud of the Western Hornets and Lady Hornets, who work hard and make sacrifices to represent their school, both in the classroom and in each game. Parents and fans of the Western Hornets, be sure and pick up shirts or sweatshirts at the home games and show off your Hornet pride. You can also sign up to be a Booster member for the new school year. Visiting teams are invited to come out early for the game and enjoy a freshly grilled hamburger or hot dog, along with a variety of other concession foods provided by the Western Athletic Boosters.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
We have a new physician at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Please welcome Dr. Tom Alito to our team. Dr. Alito is well known in Mid-Missouri and specializes in joint replacement of the hip and knee. For an appointment with Dr. Alito or any one of our physicians, call us at 573-443-2402. You can also make an appointment online at our website, columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. We are the difference.
Well, it's not been the Panthers that have had a rough night alone. Our audio equipment has had a rough night as well. Apologize for all those technical difficulties throughout the duration of this game. Seth Berry looking to get a man, and he has one. It's caught by Sean Mendez, the 6'1 freshman, on 3rd and 15. And he's got the Hornets inside the one. How about that for the freshman, Mendez? 6'1, 170. Likely going to play some JV for most of the season for the Hornets, I'd have to imagine. Makes an impact play with the backup quarterback. The West Strand is 1 yard away from hitting the 50 plateau. They're taking their time getting the next play call in. Now they're ready to go. 6 seconds to go on the play clock. Berry has to hurry. 5 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. They're not going to, or they are going to get off in time. It's in the gun. Berry keeps it and trips his way into the end zone. Touchdown, West Strand. So that's going to stop the clock with 2:10 to go here. Or it should stop the clock. They haven't stopped the clock, and now they will. 52-7. West Strand making a mark, not just on the LNC, but also in class number one here in week number one. As Berry is going to take the extra point, we'll preview West Strand's district in just a second. And here's the snap, and Koontz will send it, and it is perfect.
Extra point is good.
53-7, and Berry gets the 1 yard touchdown run with 2:01 to go here in the game. So as we take a look at these two districts, and Mission released these districts a little later than they're accustomed to, and the reason why they did that was because they wanted to get a little bit more of a true enrollment number, and they thought waiting last possible moment they could to release these district assignments. It's not just for football. They've also done it for basketball, or they'll be doing it for basketball in the winter, but it's also happening for soccer and softball as well in the fall. The other team sports that are part of it, and also they do it with the golf and tennis as well. But the reason why is they wanted to have a true classification of where schools really are. And they didn't want to get into a bind where some schools that were going to have either a program of some sort just didn't have the numbers and had to bow out. So they want to try and make all the district assignments as even as possible so no one has an extra bye week or a super unfair competitive advantage. So with that said, some of the district assignments actually, or the classes and district assignments got shuffled a little bit because of that. Now I got a new guy kicking off here. It's Landon Calicott for the Hornets, and getting a return is Preston Stewart. He'll take it up the left side. Stewart to the 40, spins to the Salisbury 45, and he'll be tackled by Gunnar Martin, so the clock continues to run. So West Rand's district, they're in a different one this year. They are in Class 1 District 6, which compiles of Harris, Schuyler County, Louisiana, South Shelby, Mark Twain, Knox County, and Scotland County. And coincidentally or not, it is pretty much the same district that the Monroe City Panthers were in. The only difference is the Panthers are out of that district. They moved up to Class number 2 this year, and West Rand gets to fill that void. So you have to think they're going to be a team to keep an eye on, especially with the South Shelby and Knox County maybe being the two teams that have a good chance to maybe give West Rand a run of their money. Here's Arian Williams, or Jackson King, I beg your pardon. He fumbles the ball. It's still loose, and looks like Grant Beard gets the recovery. 1 minute to go here in the game. Meanwhile, for the Salisbury Panthers, their district, nothing has relatively changed too much. You got Fayette, Sweet Springs, Santa Fe, Slater, Salisbury as well, and then you've got Harrisburg, Concordia, and Tipton. So some of the western portions of the Big K listing area are in Salisbury districts. And if something were to happen, those two teams would meet in a quarterfinal if things were to go the way. 30 seconds to go, one final snap, maybe a second for the Salisbury quarterback, Grant Beer. Puts it on the ground, and he is going to run all the way to the left side. Tries to throw it away, and gets a cross line of scrimmage, and that is going to do it unless we get a timeout here from West Rand High School. Glad you can be here with us on the Superstation. All Hornets tonight, 53-7. It is win number one for the West Rand Hornets, 1-0 on the season, and Salisbury falls to 0-1, still looking for their first win since October 2016. Post-game show coming up next in End Zone with J.B. Connolly is just around the corner on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Coming up on Co-op Powerhouse.
Now check out these caulked windows and air ducts in the basement.
Sealed.
Hi.
Yeah. Finally, the hallway. This is where the magic happens. Programmable thermostat knows when to raise the temp.
Or when to drop it.
That's how our electric co-op helped turn our home
into a powerhouse.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Howard Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
If you're like most people around here, breakfast is not just served in the morning. At Bradshaw's Bistro, they serve breakfast all day. Now is the time to visit their unique small-town business with a friendly atmosphere. Check out their homemade desserts and relax for a little while. You might call and make a reservation for the second and fourth Friday night special, Prime Rib. Join them on Facebook at Bradshaw's Bistro. 315 South Broadway in Salisbury is a great place to start your day or evening. See you soon.
Cardiac rehabilitation at the Wellness Center at Samaritan Hospital is the solution for your heart. The Wellness Center is designed to optimize a cardiac patient's physical and social functioning. Patients at the Wellness Center are helped to safely reach and maintain their optimal level of activity. A doctor's referral is necessary for admission to the Wellness Center. Visit them online at smhmo.org.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
I'm looking for a new shell.
A shell? We've got insurance, but no shells. Who is this?
Your friendly neighborhood turtle. Don't you have something for everyone?
Well, we mean we have insurance for everyone. Well, why do you need a shell?
Well, I've been trying to impress some new lady turtles.
Well, if you're a talking turtle, I think you've got a leg up on all the other guys. I mean, turtles.
We don't like it when you make fun of our short legs.
Impressing turtles all over town since 1964. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this West Rand Salisbury Lewis & Clark opener possible. That'd be Bradshaw's Bistro and Coffee, R&J Custom Fabrication, Massey Appliance and Mattress, Indigo Inc., Salisbury Meat Market and Processing, all of Salisbury. West Rand Athletic Boosters, West Rand R1 School District, Don's Family Style Buffet, all of Huntsville. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance Agency, Brian Skaggs, your local shelter insurance agent, Vindler Tax and Accounting, KB Tire and Auto, all of Moberly. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Church Valley, keeping you connected. Merchants and Farmers Bank of Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia, and Hardin. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Moberly Area Community College of Moberly in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, Paris. Science Triggers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Howard Electric, serving Howard County and northern portions of Boone County, southern Randall County, and southeastern Sheraton County. I'd like to thank Moberly Motors for sponsoring our halftime show. And let's give an outstanding player of the game. We're going to give it to Colby Dale, the sophomore, his first honor as outstanding player of the game of what is young and probably going to be one heck of a high school career. It is brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, the Jeff Freeman Agency, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. Colby Dale, 4 touchdowns on the evening, all on the rushing department, and had a total of 100 in, unofficially 147 yards. I believe he had a little more than that in the contest itself, but he's going to get the honor. And Kobe Kuntz, give him some credit as well. The pair of jet sweep touchdowns as well, which allowed him to really get some confidence in a couple of key catches in the game to go with it. We're going to take another break, take a look at some of the final stats. We'll see if we can try and get either Aaron O'Loughlin or Mitchell Green on the postgame show before we send it back to J.B. Connolly and the Moberly Motors Sports Desk for End Zone. That is all coming up in the next 10 or so minutes on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
It happens.
You're driving down the road, and up ahead, there's a big truck. No big deal. Everything's fine. And then that big truck kicks up a piece of debris that lands right on your windshield.
What do you do?
Call KB Tire and Auto at 263-7500. That's 263-7500. KB Tire and Auto will repair or replace your windshield fast and even take care of the insurance paperwork. KB Tire and Auto for glass. 263-7500.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on.
Massey Appliance and Mattress is announcing their price match guarantee. Massey Appliance and Mattress has great service, great products, and great prices. Now with a price match guarantee, you can buy locally and be assured the best price for the highest quality products like Beautyrest, Simmons, Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and more without going to the city or big box stores. Massey Appliance and Mattress, 316 South Broadway in Salisbury, or call 660-388-6614.
Fuel your inner adventurer in a John Deere Gator from Seidenstricker. At 835M, we'll let you go anywhere and do anything in its factory-installed cab with standard heat and AC. And with 3 white seating, you can bring a buddy or two. Get $400 off and 0.9% APR for 60 months during the Gear Up for Fall sales event. Visit one of our Missouri locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 10/26/18, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Wrapping things up here at West Rand High School, and we're catching up with the victorious coach, Aaron O'Loughlin. First win as a West Rand Hornet coach. First off, congratulations. Couldn't be more prouder of the effort tonight. Fair to say?
Yes, definitely thought the effort was there. I think we finished with 3 or 4 penalties total. first half was the majority of those. That was something we talked about at halftime, is making sure we finish with the focus part, the clean finish of the game, and I thought we did a good job of that in the second half.
I was going to say, penalties was something you talked about during the pregame show that was going to be an emphasis you were going to really target. Obviously, four penalties in the game, mission accomplished there. What does that do for, like, a demeanor standpoint moving forward for you guys?
Oh, that's definitely something we've been emphasizing is just the discipline and the focus on every play. It's easy at times, especially early in the season, to get caught up in the emotion and come out with the early season with a lot of penalties. So I thought we did a pretty good job of controlling our emotions and playing smart.
Definitely did a good job controlling the emotions. You were really high on Colby Dale during the pregame show, and unofficially I got him for a little over $1.50 in his full-time starting varsity debut. How did he have so much success tonight?
Sorry, I thought he did a good job reading his holes and making his cuts and taking care of the ball. That's a big thing for any back that we have, is taking care of the football. And thought the O-line did a pretty good job up front. We had a couple guys that were in some different spots, but that's how it is at times. And thought we did a good job of communicating, working together, and things we can continue to improve on. But definitely was pretty happy with the effort up front.
Now, I know you're the defensive coordinator as well, Salisbury, with the one touchdown. Arian Williams had a little bit of success on you guys tonight as well. Evaluate the defense tonight.
Not bad. I thought we could have tackled a little bit better. The running back had a few pretty good plays. He runs the ball hard, and definitely something we got to emphasize is wrapping up. And Coach Green put him in some good positions and had a good call there on the pitch pass, if you will. So overall, not horrible, but we got to do a better job of tackling as a team.
How do you kind of get that cleaned up for Carrollton next week?
It'll be a point of emphasis, and it'll be something we communicate all week, being physical, because Carrollton is definitely a physical team. We remember that for the past couple of years. They've been a physical opponent for us, and we'll have to be able to match that intensity.
All right, I got to ask you a little bit about Alex Young. Very solid night. Fortunately, he had to leave. First off, is he all right?
Yeah, he's just had some calf cramping going on. He's dealt with that in the past. Nothing new for him. Continue to drink his pickle juice and take his magnesium and see what happens.
I'm sure he'll be all right. He is a very important part of the Western offense and defense. And Aaron O'Loughlin, congratulations on win number one. I don't think it's going to be the last as well. And we're looking forward to seeing what the Western Hornets have in not just next week, but rest of the next few weeks. So congratulations. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Aaron O'Loughlin, joining us here on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. And no sign of Mitchell Green, or actually he might be sneaking in right now. So we'll go ahead and get Mitchell Green as well while we have a moment, and then we will catch up with J.B. Connolly on the End Zone Show. And again, for those just joining us, 53-7 the final tonight. The Western Hornets collect win number one on the season. Salisbury falling to 0-1 on the year. Mitchell Green now walking into our booth, and he is going to put the headsets on. And Coach Green joining us here post-game, and I know it was a tough way to start the season.
Yeah, well, when you're playing your conference rival and a longtime rival, they're going to come ready to play. And I thought for the most part our guys were ready to play. We just didn't execute like we should have.
Yeah, I was going to say there was a couple times where some of the execution was a little tough on you guys. I know having the underclassmen was a big emphasis in having them get pretty much get their feet wet. How do you think they played tonight?
For the most part, they did all right. I mean, they found out it's a totally different game than junior high. I mean, the guys are bigger, stronger. You're playing 18-year-olds. You're not playing 13- and 14-year-olds anymore. You're playing guys that are bigger, stronger, and they've been in the weight room for 4 years. So we got a lot to improve on, but I did see some good things from them.
What were some of the good things you saw?
Sorry.
No worries.
Preston Stewart did great. He came up and was sticking his nose in there. Grant Beer played outside backer for us, and he stuck his nose in there. But like I said, they still got a lot of things to clean up. And even our upperclassmen messed up quite a bit, so we got to clean that up as well.
You guys are going to be taking on Paris next week. I know I know they've had a little bit of a tough go as well. What do you kind of see out of them in your home opener next week?
I've seen a little bit on them. I see their jamboree just a little bit from last week. They run some of that tight spin back stuff, and it's kind of confusing, but If the kids buy into what we tell them to do this next week, I think we'll be fine with what we got going.
I was going to say, it should be definitely good. One thing I was actually impressed was the special teams. They had a couple of key plays. Arian Williams had a couple of big returns. As a matter of fact, Arian had a pretty decent night, I thought, as a whole. What did you see out of him that allowed him to have a lot of success?
Yeah, he did great things tonight. I mean, he's hitting the hole hard. He's fighting. He's a kid that's dedicated himself in the weight room. You can tell that when you look at him. Because he's been kind of injury prone the last couple of years, so keep him healthy this year, and you've seen the good things he can do. I mean, he can hit the hole, and he's kind of hard to see in there, so that helps a little bit, and he can get hit hard, and he's a state track runner. I mean,
right?
You've seen the speed when he gets out there, so we expect some good things from him this year. Just got to keep him healthy.
I know the Salisbury team continues to grow. Mitchell Green, what's the biggest takeaway you want your team to take away from this season opening game and carry on to next week?
That we got to get better each and every week and each and every day and make sure we don't have any letdowns. I told them that everything we do at practice is for a reason, and some of the reasons we do things, they were obvious tonight that sometimes they skip on them, they don't do them right. So I told them we have to make sure we execute every day at practice the right way.
Mitchell Green joining us here on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. Coach, I know it wasn't the result, but definitely some strides made tonight, and we'll see you next Friday on Glory 97 for your home opener against Barris.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, guys.
All right, Mitchell Green joining us here at CrestCentralMoInfo.com. That's going to wrap things up here from West Strand High School. I'd like to thank Stephen and Matt for spinning dials at the Moberly Motors Sports Desk. Don't turn that dial. End Zone is next. I'm Scott Lunsey. Good night from West Strand.
Listening again for top football action on Superstation Crest. We bring you the best football coverage in North Missouri. Join us again next time for football on Crest, the sports leader in North Missouri.
What happened to paying one price?